about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is a program for today's people, the now generation.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ruben Schnuften and Kaiden Schwarzi.
Circus freak.
Hello, Mexicans. Why don't you amigos go back to Canada, where you belong?
Why is there such a big fence, Dad?
Well, millions of people come to America in search of a better life, and we've decided we don't need that many.
That's right, Mexico. Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
I like this story. Only a true Mexican can make up such lies.
You mess with me again, and I'll hit you so hard, it'll kill your whole family.
That's right. She knew not to step.
And now...
He shoots, he scores! You know, we Armenians are just like the...
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, that time you were sprinting. You threw your things against the wall and ran toward the control board.
What are you talking about? I've been here since like 4:30.
You know what trips you up? The headphones. Stupid headphones are always a pain in the ass to get on really fast.
Yeah.
As soon as you need to do that, you can't.
That doesn't help.
Mm-mm.
Guys, they're all nuts. I'm serious about this. No one liked my last idea of taking a picture of Miss Cleo's boobs every morning and posting it on the website, which I still think is a great idea, and I still think we should do.
Right.
No one liked that for some reason because I work with a bunch of Mo's.
Whoa.
What?
It's not that we didn't like it. It's just that we know that it's an impossibility.
Yeah.
It could totally happen.
Yeah, because Miss Cleo doesn't have any will.
Exactly.
Right.
She's a girl. You can talk her into anything.
Oh.
We need a webcam that operates every day between 5:29 and 5:31, just for that period of time, so people can enjoy the thrill that we have of what time will Kevin arrive and how long will it take him to get into the studio and how close will he cut it before he turns on the microphone.
That may have been a record.
How hard does he fling all his stuff?
Today may have been a record.
I've never seen you move so fast.
I heard Weezer in the car, and I couldn't tell exactly what part of the song it was in, but I know Weezer songs are pretty short, so I had to kind of rush. And then when I opened up the door in the lobby, I heard your open was already going. I was like, oh, no.
It was like watching The Flash, the old TV show The Flash, where you see the blur behind the guy as he's running down the street.
Yeah.
I love Kevin's entrances because
they're dramatic. I'll tell you that.
The only thing I knew about radio before I got into radio is what you see on TV. And when you see DJs on TV, they're so cool. And the song will be running out and they're smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that's
and they
true.
spin the chair around effortlessly. And right as the song's running out, they flick on the microphone and then they just break into something.
Are you suggesting that's not me?
But that's not the way radio is. When you get into it, you see people are very prepared and they're taking, 45 seconds before the song. They have the mic on and they're waiting. Then they pot it up. Kevin, on the other hand, is just like the guys we see on. He's like Wolfman Jack. He just walks in effortlessly, right as the show intro's ending. Bah. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. That's not my plan every day. Every day I say, can't cut it that close again. And then, of course, it happens.
Well, you're going to have a heart attack. I mean, I think, maybe not, because you're not stressed out about how late you are.
Right, exactly.
If you were a normal person, if you were a normal person, you would be freaking out every day and your heart would be beating a million miles a minute. But for you, it's like, I don't really care.
Kevin's going to outlive us all.
I don't know. Maybe.
Can I tell you, Kevin, something that happened last night at the Dodger game that would make you like baseball?
Sure.
This was awesome.
I've always wanted to like baseball because it's such a dead zone between the NBA and the NHL.
Awesome.
What happened? And can you guarantee me that it will happen every time I watch baseball?
I can guarantee you it probably will never happen again.
Okay.
But if it did, you would love baseball.
Yes, of course.
All right, I'd like a guarantee, too. By the way, we are going to get to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Wednesday's What It Do Nephew in a moment. Mike, I'd like this story, however long you were planning on taking to tell it, I'd like it about 50% of that time, all right?
Thank you for wasting so much of my time. About middle of the game,
I'd say 25%.
Middle of the game, I would say about the fourth inning. All of a sudden, a remote control plane starts hovering over the field at the Dodger game yesterday.
That's the best.
And just kind of doing pirouette and then ducking down close to the players and then getting back up in the air. And everybody starts to notice it and cheering this remote control plane.
Do you think the remote control operator was in the...
100%. I mean, this was not a big plane. The transmitter had to be close by.
Awesome.
And it's flying around, and then they'll periodically stop the game because of it and then go back. And so everybody's attention is on this plane. It kind of hovers over center field and then just makes a dive bomb for the Diamondbacks bench.
Oh, my God.
And the guys on the bench are like, "Oh, got it!" And they're diving out of the way, and it smashes into the bench of the opposing team. And hits the ground.
That might be the best thing I've ever heard.
I mean, Dodger fans were going nuts. It was awesome.
How did a guy get that plane into the stadium?
Good, I don't know. It wasn't that big. It was probably about a foot long total. But he snuck it in somehow, some way.
Oh, that's the best.
Awesome.
There has to be video of that all over the internet, right?
I would imagine. Yeah,
if
I would imagine.
That happened every night, I would like... See, here's the thing about other sports, the NBA and NHL and football and everything else. You don't have so much downtime that a guy can be flying a helicopter around and everybody will be watching it.
True that.
See, and I have always disagreed with that. I can't argue about basketball and hockey because they do move all the time. But football, there's a lot of time between plays. There's a four-second play, and then there's 40 seconds of setup. I think there's way more downtime in football in terms of actual action. It's a 60-minute game that takes 3.5 hours.
Hmm. I can't argue those facts, but football's so much more interesting than baseball. That's all I know. All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew?
What it do? What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. Today, it's a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. By the way, if you take in any Coke can to Universal, whether you win or not, you get $15 off general admission. So it's a win-win for everybody today.
All right, let's start with Melissa. Hi, Melissa, what'd it do?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Well, I have a situation. You know, my girlfriend, she has a very beautiful $5,000 Trek Madone 5.2, the same kind of bike that they ride in the Tour de France.
A $5,000 bike?
She loves this bike.
Right.
She loves going bike riding, and I'm not even allowed to touch it.
What did you do to it?
I crashed it. Oh. She's out of town on business till next week, and I thought, well, while she's gone, I'm just going to try it. It's not going to be a big deal.
Oh, man.
I freaking wrecked it, and I don't
Melissa.
Know how to
touch her. How long till she gets back?
Till next week, and she...
Okay, good.
For yesterday, she even told me on the phone how's her bike doing.
Hey, how's my bike? I really miss it.
I know.
Now,
oh my God.
Where does she keep it? Is it super secure, or is it possible someone could have stolen it?
Oh no, absolutely not. It's in our place on like these kind of built things.
Oh, wow.
It's behind glass on a dust-free free pedestal.
Because I was going to say maybe it got stolen, and then, you know, the police, you figured out with the police, and you got it back, and then she'll be grateful.
No. If only I could be lucky.
Hey, wow. Melissa, how much damage do you think you did to it when you crashed it?
Well, it's carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke. It broke in half.
Oh, my God.
How did you do?
Oh, my God.
How can you break carbon fiber in half?
I don't know.
What accident? What did you do? What did you hit?
I was going down the block, and there are clip-in pedals.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out of the pedal.
Yeah.
And I crashed into a curb, and the frame broke.
Does she like you?
God.
She likes me a lot, but I don't know how much she'll like me when she comes home.
And I think you're going to have to go. I think since it's going to be obvious that you were riding it, you're going to have to go with the injury angle.
What is that?
That means
she's injured.
Good news and bad news. Good news is I'm okay. Bad news is, but you're going to have like a friend come over and break your arm or something. And that way, then you can go to the emergency room. You get a cast put on it. It's your only hope for life.
I disagree. I think you've got a couple days before she comes back. You need to just move out and change your name, and she'll never, ever be able to find you.
I called up Trek, too, to see if I could see about replacing
right.
it. And they want 75% of it. And
yeah.
Money. It's like, oh, man, I'm screwed.
You've got to dump this in the Azusa Canyon and say it was stolen.
That's what I'm saying.
But it can't be stolen if it's in their house locked up, guys.
But then you take three or four other articles that mean something to you, and you dump them, too. And you get rid of them, and you're like, God, they must have broken one.
And then Melissa didn't bring that up when the roommate called and said, how are things going?
She never mentioned it. I didn't want to ruin your trip. I was scared.
It just happened tonight.
And then she mocks up a police report.
No, you don't mock it up. You get a real police report.
Guys, this is lies on top of lies. Right. It's impossible to keep straight.
All right.
I've got an idea.
We'll file a false police report. Good idea, Mike.
Yes.
What you're going to have to do is fake your own death.
Oh, man.
That's really your only answer.
I have to go with you on that.
Then she'll be so sad she won't even remember about the bike. All right, Melissa, please let us know how that turned out, all right?
I will. absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you
for the call. By the way, we need to do, let's write this on the list. We need to do a phone topic if you ruined your friend's stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course, you remember when I was looking after my friend Marty's truck when he was in Hawaii, remember?
Oh, yeah, you scraped
it. I tried to move it out of the driveway and just trashed it, just right along a rock wall.
I did the exact same thing with my brother's motorcycle when I was younger. Yeah. He made me swear, don't ride it under no circumstance. Do you promise? Promise. And I said, yeah, of course. He left. I got on the bike. Boom! Wiped out totally.
All right. I was like, I didn't. We've been yapping, but we got some great calls today. I definitely want to work Robert in. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Robert. Thanks a lot for calling. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do? Hello, Lisa May.
Hello. What'd it do?
Well, I work at the Apple store, and a very attractive girl walks in with her busted iPhone and her PC, and she wants to get the pictures off of her iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I plug in her phone, and when the pictures come up, she's naked in about half of them.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's the only reason you have a job at a place like the Apple store, is in hopes that something like that will one day happen.
That is best case scenario.
But there's one problem.
What?
Her boyfriend's naked about half of them as well.
Listen, Photoshop, man. You can cut that right out.
I mean, depending on the photo, it may be okay if there's a naked dude, depending on what she's doing. I mean, that's that's what porn's all about. But is there any way for you to save the photos for her but also save them for you?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean you wish? Of course there's ways you can do that.
Unfortunately, it was on the floor, so she was pretty much red the whole time, embarrassed.
She was standing right in front of you when you did it?
Of course.
Oh, well, that's a mistake.
Well, why wouldn't she think that she has naked pictures on her phone before she hands it over to someone?
I have no idea, but she was...
So she was dumb and hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I like
gorgeous.
It.
Gorgeous.
I like
That's
it.
That's awesome. Wow. That's great.
That is really a high point to an otherwise average boring day.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the call. And it's another phone topic we haven't done in far too long. People who work at photo labs and computer places that have naked pictures brought in, because it happens all the time.
And you know that they've got a backup disc somewhere that has all that stuff on it.
Absolutely. They definitely save what they can.
All right. We have, we have some good calls.
Well, let's just take one more and make it Christina, because Christina's calling about something that I think will make everybody happy today, and then we'll move on with today's show.
Hey, Christina.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
What'd it do?
I just want to know how cool you guys haven't played. I just love you some hot Cheetos.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos.
You're absolutely right. We have been derelict in our duties.
That gets me through the day. Sometimes at work when we're just so sad, we'll play that and the entire staff just rolling laughing. Oh, my God. You guys made my morning.
That's my ringtone on my cell phone.
Mine, too.
Mine.
Yes. Mine, too. And don't you smile every single time your phone rings because it's so awesome?
Time.
And I used to scowl because I don't like phone calls. I don't want to be reachable by phone.
Sure, of course.
But now when I hear that, I go, yes.
Exactly.
And can I just say, hot Cheetos really takes you all the way through the day. So thank you, guys. Thank you. Made my day.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
I wish all women were as easy as you are to make their day. Play that little clip.
Great calls today, kids.
Yeah, that was great.
I've lost confidence in you in recent months, but it's been restored this morning. Excellent calls.
All right. Today on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk about Ticketmaster and all of their goodness.
Yeah, they've got a new scam that Ralph broke on the air yesterday that you won't believe. If you've always had questions about how the scalpers get the good seats and think Ticketmaster is doing everything they can to prevent that, think again.
Yeah.
Bastards. You won't, but you will.
Trying to find the listener who thinks Lisa May is black. Hopefully we can track them down. How to spot a douche, we're going to tell you about.
Okay.
The clothing, the shoes, the hairstyles.
This is stuff men need to know.
There's a lot of things that men do, and then all women, not all women, but a huge majority of women go, okay, I'm out.
Exactly. Might as well just
buy a t-shirt that says I'm a douche, right?
Before you even get started. So we'll get to that today. We're going to talk about everyone's love for that Fireflies song. You guys, people love it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know. Ben and Jerry's has a new flavor.
Oh.
It's called Hubba Hubba. Or Hubby Hubby. Which one is it?
Hubby, I think. Right?
I think that's it, yeah.
It's about being married.
Ice cream and marriage.
Yeah.
It's in support of gay marriage, as if two guys named Ben and Jerry doesn't already do that.
We're going to play Does Kevin Know, apparently.
Yay!
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact, because we're worried about our man Kevin. We think we're losing him.
Man, I can tell you the answer is no. I can tell you that right now.
Kevin already doesn't remember the guy who called who works at the Apple store.
How
That's what's going on with Kevin's brain lately.
Bean, that one involved naked pictures of a hot girl.
Oh, he does remember.
Well, I'm saying there are certain categories that don't...
That stick.
Don't slip through. And naked pictures of hot girls is one of those... probably the only category.
Yeah.
So that's all coming up this morning. Plus, don't forget, you could win a trip for two to see Muse. We're doing a breakfast with Muse in New York City.
And, New York City.
We'll tell you the exact time coming up.
I'm so tempted.
Right now it is 5:44, and we'll be right back with Ralph Showbizbeat.
Down it all I see.
106.7 K-Rockers, KROQ.
Well, why don't you just stop?
And it's 5:53.
You don't care. You show up late. You're eating on the air. You've given up. Just stop. Find a new line of work. Become like an assassin or a mercenary. Do what you really want to do.
Like I'm not.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of a person who only does the bare minimum?
Well, I think I work with him. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, of course. It is Wednesday. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What the hey?
Hey, remember Leanne Rimes, the country singer who looks like she went 8 rounds with Roy Jones Jr.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got those big, slitty, puffy eyes. And she did a TV movie, inexplicably. I guess someone wants to see her someplace. And she had a co-star with this dude named Eddie Cibrian. And they were supposedly going at it. Remember? They were knocking it out.
Right.
Right.
And they were both married.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, no, we're just friends. You people are crazy. You media. Ooh, you media. And they shook their fist at us.
Making stuff up.
Yeah. They both just announced they're getting divorced from their respective spouses. And they are now officially together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Eddie, that just happened,
Eddie
right?
Eddie filed for divorce last week for his wife of 8 years. And Leanne Rimes announced yesterday that her 8-year marriage is over as well.
Lisa's right. I'm sure this happened after the rumors.
I'm sure.
They were just friends. That's what gave them the idea.
And then their marriages fell apart, and then they rediscovered their friendship after
right.
the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Screw you. Goddamn people. Lying.
Well, here's what you know. If they put out a statement through a publicist...
It's a lie.
It's a coin toss.
Yeah.
How about a little sympathy for Mr. Cipriano, or whatever his name is, who now has to go out with Leanne Rimes?
Yeah. I just hope he's got some ice and some liniment.
Sure.
And he can just work her in the corners, because she needs a cut, man.
Isn't he, like, way good looking? Why?
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
She's got a lot of money. She's pretty successful.
She's way rich.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, she's been a superstar since she was 13.
Yeah.
Well, she's a lion superstar, all I gotta say. Because, you know, country, western singers are no goddamn good.
I wish you would have been in here when Mike was telling Omar and Bean how he watched the...
What was it?
Country Music Awards or something, because he loves country music. The country music he's out today is good. I like it a lot.
That's what
he said. Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a bomb in your truck.
That's not exactly what
when
he
you
said.
When you start your truck today, you will die.
If you were in here when he said that, you would have choked him out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Lindsay Lohan in the news.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Lindsay's been showing us her cooch and her boobs for years now.
Mm-hmm.
For nothing.
Right.
For nothing.
Right.
Why shouldn't she finally start getting paid for it?
Lindsay Lohan.
San Francisco Gate has announced that Playboy has doubled the offer they made to her last year to show up in Playboy for a nude spread.
All right.
$900,000.
It's the luckiest day ever.
Wow.
Almost $1 million to Lindsay Lohan to drop them.
And I'm thinking Lindsay needs the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That buys a lot of drinks.
It's not like she's got a career to protect or anything.
Yeah. It's not like it even hurt her career, whatever that is.
And she shows him constantly. She did that spread where she was supposed to be Marilyn Monroe and she just had veils over him and
Vanity
whatnot.
Fair or something?
Yeah. And we've seen her getting out of limos.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Right. Flashing the gyno cam. So, where's the victim here? For 900 G.
Who loses?
You know
exactly
what she's saying? Has she given an answer yet?
She has not given an answer, no.
We would be impressed because it would be the first legitimate, decent work we've seen her do in a long time.
That's right.
She actually was doing something in Playboy. We go, well, at least she got a job.
And they'd make her look good, too.
Right.
Better than she looks in the tabloids this week. Have you seen her new mouth?
No. Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't know. She got a new mouth?
She's gotten the injections, those lip-plumping injections.
That looks good about 25% of the time.
If that.
Yeah.
It always looks fake and sort of, you look like you get inner tubes around your mouth. It's just weird. Well, the good news is I saw photos from Star Magazine this week that apparently they went on the two-for-one special because Allie Lohan... also has the same lips now. And she's, what, she's nine? And she's getting lip injections?
17 or something, I think.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can see them together, and they both... I get the feeling Allie just follows her around, just doing whatever she does.
I want to do two. I want to do two.
Oh, me. Can I get them, too? Huh? Remember that cartoon with the little dog who used to bounce around the bigger dog? Hey, Spike. Hey, how you doing, Spike? Where are we going today, Spike? We just bounce around. Like, oh, leave me alone. That's what I feel Allie Loewen is to Lindsay Loewen.
Well, Allie Loewen has always bugged me because since she was a little kid and old enough to talk, she's been saying in interviews she wants to be just like her big sister, Lindsay. Everything Lindsay does, she wants to do, and clearly she's proven that.
Well, remember, she tried to be an actress and a singer with that reality show with her mother, and she proved she could do neither.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just hoping for Playboy's sake that those are the only lips that she got plumped up. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Know what I'm saying?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you know what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Because I want quality. If Playboy's going to take some photos.
Bacon is good for me.
That's right. Bacon is good for me. I don't even know what that means. Sad news from People Magazine regarding the death of DJ AM. Apparently authorities think now it may have been a suicide.
Oh, really? Because they were saying just the opposite this whole time.
Yeah, well, an investigating coroner found 8 undigested OxyContin pills in his stomach and a 9th in his mouth.
Wow.
Leading to speculation that taking that many painkillers all at once could mean that perhaps DJ AM wanted to die.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Sources say he was starting to go unconscious, so he wasn't even able to swallow the final pill. Of course, there was also the crack pipe found next to Adam's body and the crack as well. But this new discovery has cast some doubt into the situation where he may have killed himself or that perhaps sucks. Died. So,
if I were that young, good-looking, rich, and famous, I'd want to kill myself, I'll tell you that.
It sure doesn't seem like he had a reason. Although, he may have been depressed because apparently he had just recently fallen off the wagon and he had plans to go back into rehab.
Oh, wow.
The Saturday after they found him dead, he was planning to go back into rehab because his sponsor staged an intervention that Thursday. So apparently he was going to fulfill his obligation to perform at the Palms in Vegas on Friday and then fly back to L.A. and then get into rehab on Saturday.
Wow.
So, or New York, in New York, apparently, I'm sorry.
Until one of the subsequent... bio stories on DJ AM after his death. I didn't realize that he, at one point, weighed 320 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That was always the famous thing about how he lost all that weight.
And then he got the surgery at the lap belt or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And you never know that to have seen him last week. I mean, he looks, great.
Yeah. As for a while. That's a bummer.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Cynthia Watros from Lost. She is 41 years old today. Salma Hayek celebrates her 43rd birthday. How great is she looking? 43.
Amazing.
Awesome. Phenomenal.
Keanu Reeves, one of our favorite actors of all time, is 45 years old today. Bean, do me a favor. Do you have that piece of tape of you interviewing Keanu Reeves? Where you talking
Many
about?
People believe, I'm one of them, that you are the worst actor of your generation. Is this some way to wash
Have you
the bad...
seen River's Edge? Have you seen Tune In Tomorrow or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
You know what I saw? I saw Dracula, Much Ado About Nothing, and Little Buddha. That's all I've seen. I got to be honest. Maybe it's not your best work.
You know, you didn't like Little Buddha?
Well, I didn't think you were good in it.
Yeah! You can say what you want about my man Bean.
Yeah.
He's got big brass ones.
He does. Yes.
That's all I got to tell you.
Hello. Yes. I'm Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Mark Harmon is 58 years old today. And he, of course, the star of NCAA.
I don't think
show
that's
about
it.
College sports.
I don't think that's it.
NAACP. Yes,
that's it.
About the
AAMCO, isn't it?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something with a bunch of letters that old people watch.
that NCIS LA, by the way, looks really good. Have you been seeing the commercials for that?
I will kick you right in the nards.
I'm serious. I think it looks good. The one with LL Cool J and some other good actors in it,
and Chris O'Connell.
That's right.
I like it.
No!
Hey, Chris O'Donnell.
I mean, I don't watch that CIS, but this one looks like it might have some
potential. No! Oh!
All right.
Wrong, sir!
Okay.
Wow.
Man, I hate you. No! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We, of course, have a lot of concerts, and that means that we have to deal with a certain company a lot, and that certain company would be Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. And about a week ago, I was reminded again of how wonderful that company is. When I bought tickets to a show and then wanted to print them at home and had to pay the extra $2.95 so that I could use my own paper and my own ink.
makes zero sense.
Almost $3 per ticket so that I can print them at home.
It blows me away every time I have to do that, too. I just don't understand how they can justify that, because you're saving them the time and the effort to print them and mail them to you, or print them and have you pick them up. How is it even legal? And the thing is, and we ought to mention this, by the way, before we tell you the latest outrages, people all the time say, guys, why do you keep using Ticketmaster? They're so horrible. You got no choice. They have deals with most of the concert venues where if you want to put on a show there, you have to sell your tickets through Ticketmaster. It's not up to us.
Right.
Yeah, it's a monopoly if there ever was one.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in that kind of law, but there have been other upstart companies that they just squash.
We have laws against monopolies.
Yeah, well.
Hmm. And you bring up Live Nation.
They were going to be our alternative. Now they've merged.
And so, apparently Congress thought that was fine?
I guess. I don't know. So a new story came out, and we always wondered another thing, and that is not everybody, but a lot of people understand that there are so many people trying to buy tickets for a concert that it can sell out in a minute or less because of the sheer volume of people. But the question that people could not get an answer to was, how do the ticket scalping agencies advertise and have these tickets before they even go on sale?
Because unless they have some sort of a deal with them where they know they're going to get them, they don't have to worry about trying to buy them that day that they go on sale. That's what we've always figured, and no one has ever been willing to admit that.
So now there's a new story that's coming out of the Wall Street Journal, and it's talking about Ticketmaster and the Van Halen tour in 2007. And what they did was they gave the best 500 seats. So if you were buying them online, those were not available to you.
And for how many shows? That wasn't just one show,
no,
right?
No,
that was for
the whole 20 tour? Of its concerts.
For 20 of their shows.
500 of them, gave them to scalpers, and then everybody split it. Ticketmaster got 30%. I believe the ticket scalping agency got some.
And Van Halen got some, yes. Wow.
And it's amazing, too, because the Van Halen manager, Irving Azoff, at that time, the guy who engineered this deal, you know, he doesn't represent them anymore. You know what his new job is. He's the president of Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
Yes. Oh, my God.
He's the head of Ticketmaster Live Nation now. So we obviously are very disappointed to hear this news. So we thought, let's give Ticketmaster another opportunity to come on and explain their side of the story, because I'm sure they've got some answer. And I believe it's Gary Dornhofer on the line, spokesperson for Ticketmaster Live Nation. Hi, Mr. Dornhofer. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
We are good.
Well, let's start with, you've been on hold listening to our description of the Wall Street Journal article. Is it factually correct?
For the most part, yeah, except the part where you said Ticketmaster, those of us here at Ticketmaster, only we got 30% of the sales with the scalpers.
That was what the Wall Street Journal said. No, that's not accurate?
No, we got 70.
70?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about us?
But doesn't that
Hold
seem...
Hold on a second. Get back to work! Get to work, you bastard!
Who are you whipping?
That's just the office staff here. I got to keep them in line.
Wow.
Okay, but isn't there some sort of a promise from Ticketmaster that you're going to sell tickets to a concert to people who go on Ticketmaster.com to buy them?
We sold tickets. We sold them.
Right,
didn't we sell them?
You did, but
yeah, we sell them.
But not the top 500 seats. That's a lot.
We sold those. We sold them.
Wow.
Through what? Through your scalper?
Yes, through scalpers. Boo. That's right. Yeah, we did it. We sold them. Those tickets were sold. People sat in and they watched the concert. You got a problem with that?
Well, yeah, because the people who get up at Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to buy those tickets when they go on sale, they ought to have the opportunity to buy every seat in the venue. It should be all made available to them.
I got up on Saturday. I had to get up at 10 on Saturday. Screw you. Listen, pal, maybe you hate America. Maybe you hate capitalism, but not me.
Well, we don't hate capitalism, but we would like it to be an honest situation. We'd like everybody to play fair.
I'd like another 4 inches. You know what I'm saying? We'd all like something. But they're going to get to work. Get to work.
Don't whip them.
My secretary.
Wow.
That's awful.
There, standing there doing nothing.
Is it legal what you're doing, Mr. Dornhofer?
As far as you know, yes. here's the problem. We're a business, fellas.
Right.
We have to make a profit.
Right.
We've got people to answer to. I'll tell you something. You know, we've been losing money. We've depleted almost our entire stash of Nazi gold that we've collected over the years.
What?
Yeah,
Nazi gold? What are you talking about?
We've been buying up Nazi gold. You know, the gold that the Nazis stole during the Second World War.
Right.
We've been using that as our sort of war trust. And we're almost out of that. So we had to raise some additional funds. So we found out this Project Showtime would be a way to make some extra money.
Why are you even involved in something as despicable as that?
Hey, look, it's just a business. It's just business.
I see.
You know, and we give a lot of tickets to Al-Qaeda, you know, and then they sell them on the open market.
Are you
Because, you know, they got to raise money for their IEDs, and we need to make a profit. So that's another project we got going.
So you're supporting terrorism also?
We're supporting capitalism. What those guys do with the money, that's not our problem. You know what I'm
saying?
But
you know Al-Qaeda. You know what they're going to do with it.
Look, like I was saying to Kim Jong-il yesterday when we sent him his portions of the funds from the ticket sales.
What?
I said, look, I don't know what you want. I don't want to know what you do with this money. Nuclear weapons program, whatever. Look, I just say it's good to be in business with a guy who, you know, crosses his T's and dots his I's. That's all I got to say. Look, we took
so
a hit. Look, we took a hit.
When?
With the fall of Baghdad, okay? When Saddam's regime went out of business, we lost a lot of income, okay? Because we were backing him.
You were working with him as well.
Right.
Wow.
So we had to make it up someplace, so we came up with Project Showtime. I mean, look, we have shareholders to respond to, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, they're going to be delighted with all this news about being in bed with North Korea and Iraq.
I mean, think about all the money we spend with Hamas, the Scientologists, Amway, our fund to release murders and rapists. There's a lot of outgoing money, and we need to find ways to make profits.
Are you sure that you're not public relations for Ticketmaster?
Look, I was saying to our co-vice president today, Lord Voldemort, I said to him, look, I know you want to make money, I want to make money. As long as we all make money, everybody's happy.
I see. Well, man. I think we've learned all we need to know about Ticketmaster today. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Zig Heil.
Right now, though, we're going to take a look at your email. We respond to as many as we can. Of course, we don't always have time to get back to you, but we very much appreciate when you write and give us your comments on the show. And I got to tell you, about at least half of the ideas that we end up putting on the air come from the listeners. So we always appreciate it when you look out for us and you see something you think we might like. But I think we got time to read a couple right now.
Sure. Dear Kevin and Bean, hey guys, I was on hold during the What Did You Sleep Through segment, which we did yesterday. People, heavy sleepers and what they sleep through. It was unbelievable the stuff that could be going on. And they would just sleep right through it. What happened to me was the hills behind my house were on fire, and my boyfriend was apparently trying to wake me up for a couple of minutes by shaking me physically and yelling.
And it didn't wake her up?
And I didn't find out about any of it until the next morning.
Wow. He should have used that time more productively rather than try to wake her up. You know what I'm saying?
And it's signed Micah, P.S. Psycho Mike. Speaking of sleeping soundly, I also sleep on my stomach. When can I spend the night at your house?
That's Mike's boyfriend, our gay listener, Micah.
Yeah. That's correct.
I've got one that kind of rivals the King of Mexico story about sleeping through the Northridge earthquake, which was nearly a 7.0, close to that, in Northridge, California, back in 1994. Hey, Bean, I also slept through the 94 earthquake. I was actually woken halfway through, not by the earthquake, but my sister was violently shaking me. Myself and my siblings shared a room. My bed actually shook from one end of the room to the other, and I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Now, how can your bed be moving across the floor and that doesn't catch your attention, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know people who sleep like this.
I don't
this
either.
Is from Jose.
Dead.
I mean, unless you're on propofol, how do you sleep through your bed catapulting around like a pinball in your room?
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
That's a good question. I have no idea. Dear Kevin Abina, I've slept through my brother's high school football games in the stands. With people jumping, stomping, and screaming. From Illinois, not Texas, but that style of high school football fanatics. I would cling to the bleachers and luckily never fell off.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Fall asleep during a football game with the crowd screaming and stomping and everything else.
Unbelievable.
Here's an email that says, hey, Bean, I just want to know, let you know that I blame Kevin for DJ AM's death. And I saw that and I thought, wow, now how do you make that connection?
That
seems crazy. I was listening to the podcast from last Friday's show when the two half Mexicans, Omar being the half, talked about the Red Bull soapbox race that they're going to be participating in. Remember, this is the one that the guys are doing. Mike and Omar and Dave are going to be in, and they're all dressed up. It's the Summer of Death is their theme. They're in a coffin.
Yes.
They're all dressed up as different people. Who do you have so far, Mike? You got Michael Jackson is going to be one of them, right? Who else?
Yeah, Michael Jackson, Billy Mays, I think now Ted Kennedy and DJ AM.
And then Farrah Fawcett on the sidelines.
And then Farrah Fawcett as our, like, dead whore.
The Summer of Death.
Well, Mark goes on to say during the interview they were talking about the skit they needed to do and the fact that they're now allowed to have up to 5 people in the skit. Kevin then blurted out, hopefully someone big will die between now and then.
Oh.
I say that Kevin is an a-hole, Mark.
But I wasn't talking about DJ AM. That guy's the greatest. I meant a big, lame celebrity.
You put that out in the universe, man, and you don't know where it's going to land. That's just like that's like firing a gun in the neighborhood, not caring where the bullet comes down, dude. It's on you.
You got power.
Not the case. Here, Kevin and Bean. I live in Cabo San Lucas and listen to you guys every morning. This morning, I was at my job listening as usual. You guys played a song called Firefly. What the F is that? Just change your name to K-Gay.
Wow, international scorn.
Yep. By the way, we may be forced to. I mean, the FCC is getting ready to come down with a ruling. If we're playing Fireflies, we may actually have to change our letters. Hey, Bean, I also listen during the podcast these days. I apologize if this is a day late, but you had a bit the other day where you were talking about trying to help people tell a story better. Well, here's something I need to put out there. I've got a coworker who tells the longest stories in the world. After about 5 minutes of setup, just as it starts to get interesting, he says, anyway, to make a long story short, too late at that time. Too late. Please tell people to quit abusing. Anyway, to make a long story short, it is true that most people, by the time they get to that point, have already made the story way too long.
Yeah,
right?
That is never truth in advertising.
It's also a sign that you're in for a long day. Yeah. I mean, they're basically just saying to make a long story short, but they're doing it. It's a long story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is an abuse of the language right there. And one more. This is interesting. Here's a very special email from someone who is referencing Kevin's James Cameron interview. And for folks who haven't had a chance to hear, go ahead and sit back in your easy chair because this is going to take a while. But here's Kevin interviewing the great director of Titanic, and it turns out The Abyss, James Cameron.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Dear Kevin, this email begins, I wish my interview was as good as the one you did with James Cameron. Love, Sean Penn. So it's good to know. Good to know we hear from him. Does Kevin Know is one of our all-time favorite games.
Yeah, it's
Kevin,
great.
You don't seem to like it as much as we do. No, what's up with that?
No, let's mock the retard. Here's the thing. I'm not as dumb as I sound, but you know those games where you put in a quarter and then the little arm comes down and you have to maneuver it and then it tries to pick up a teddy bear or something like that? That's broken in my head. So there's stuff there. There's people I know well, but when I try to access it...
Your little arm doesn't work?
My little arm doesn't work. I have the more I try to think of it, the further it goes from me. I just can't put my finger on any of the information that's there. So that's why this game was born, and it sure is fun.
And that's why we like it.
We do each day play a game of fill in the blank or... Who the hell is Kevin? Does Kevin think we're talking about?
Yeah. It's been worse lately. I just want to say in my own defense. It's been about a week since I slept.
Yeah.
So when I'm at my sharpest, I'm weak at best. So now, without sleep, I'm just saying you should all say no.
Okay. Let's see how it goes. 1-800-520-1067. Ladies and gentlemen, time to play Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
One contestant on Does Kevin Know this morning will win a prize. In fact, Lisa May, back me up on this. A pair of Skull Candy Full Metal Jacket earbuds. Awesome, right?
Exactly. They're very cool.
Yeah, that's a valuable prize. And here's the way the game is played. We're going to basically ask Kevin a question about something, usually something that's happened on the show within the last couple of days or some conversation that we were having.
Something that I clearly should know.
Right. Yeah. And see if he recalls the details or the specifics of that conversation. And you, the listener, I mean, really, it's on you. You just have to decide whether Kevin is going to know it or not. Doesn't really matter if he does, just that you predict correctly which one he is. So let's start with Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
There you go. On line one. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Okay. Now, Kevin is in the room, so we're going to turn his headphones down. He's going to plug his ears while we have this conversation, and then we'll see if Kevin knows.
Okay.
We realized that this game was necessary. Lisa, you were there when we found out that a comedian that we had mentioned, a very popular comedian that we mentioned on the show, Kevin said he'd never heard of that person, even though he had been a guest not that long ago on our program.
Yes.
Will Kevin know who that comedian is today after we had the conversation yesterday, told him who we were talking about, and mocked him? What do you think, Eric?
Nope.
You say he's not going to remember it from 24 hours ago.
Nope.com. Nope.
All right. Bring Kevin back into the mix. Let's find out. Let's find out if Kevin knows.
I'm going to say no.
You want to hear the question first?
Oh, sure.
We realized that it was time to play Does Kevin Know again lately because we had that conversation yesterday where we were talking about comedians that we all enjoy.
Right.
And we brought up the name of a comedian that we had on as a guest recently that I thought was very, very funny. and you had no idea who we were talking about. Did not remember the comedian at all, even though he had recently been a guest on our program. What is the name of that comedian?
Bob.
Is that your final answer?
Bob Burnham? No, Bob Burnham?
I was gonna give it to him. It's Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
How do you give that to him when it's a completely different name?
Bo and for Kevin.
For Kevin, are you
kidding
me?
Well, what did the listener say?
The listener said you would not.
Well, then it doesn't help the listener if you give me the credit.
And that's like saying Joe or John Jackson. It's a two totally. They sound similar. It's different names.
But I want you to know, for you, Kevin, that was a victory.
But for Eric,
Eric's in the drawing.
All right, he's in the drawing.
All right,
all right. You're like the retarded kid, and we just saw you tie your shoes for the first time. So it's not that impressive for the big picture. But we're happy for you. That's what's going on.
The only name that was coming to mind was Burnquist, who's a skateboarder.
Yeah, that's all I could think of.
All right.
Let's try Chris. He's on line two playing Does Kevin Know. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
John.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Kevin is blocking his ears. Guys, and Chris, will Kevin know the name of the recording artist that we've been mocking the last few days who sings the very popular song Fireflies? Will Kevin know the name of that singer? What do you think, Chris?
No.
You say no. All right. No. Let's bring Kevin back into the mix and find out if Kevin knows. Kevin?
Yes.
Who sings the very popular song Fireflies?
Owl City.
Oh, hey!
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Chris. It's usually good strategy to just say no. More often than not, that's going to get you where you want to go. But in this case, Kevin amazed us all and came up with Owl City. Well done.
It has been a firestorm of hatred.
Yes, and a topic of conversation.
All right, let's try Doug on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Doug, welcome. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Doug.
All right, listen up. Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts died last week, was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery next to his two brothers. Will Kevin know the names and offices of those famous siblings? What do you think? Of course, it was all over the news, and it's history.
Yes, I think he'll know.
You think he will?
Okay.
Yeah, I have a little faith in him.
All right, let's find out. Kevin is back in the room. Kevin, as you know, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts died last week, was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery next to his two brothers, who were also known for their political careers. Please give me their names and their titles, their offices that they held.
What is wrong with you?
Ted Kennedy.
President Kennedy.
Okay, we need first names and the office that they
John
held.
F.
Yes. That is one of them, correct.
And his brother, who was the Attorney General.
Yes, and his name is?
At one time he was. He wasn't when he died, though.
His name is Bro Kennedy.
Is your final answer Bro Kennedy?
Let me think.
Come on, Kevin.
You know this.
You said yes? What's wrong with you, Douglas? Ted, John F. Harvey!
I'm sorry. Robert. We're looking for Senator Robert Kennedy. All right. You are, you said yes, so you're not in the drawing. So far, the only guy that's in the drawing is the guy who had the question that Kevin got wrong and we gave it to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's try our next contestant. This is going to be, who we got? David next?
Yes.
Two more questions. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm all right.
Okay. On yesterday's very exciting Kevin and Bean Show, we welcomed the two fighters in who were at the top of the UFC 104 card on October 24th at Staples Center. Mauricio Rua was here and Lyoto Machida. We're going to ask Kevin if he knows the nicknames of those two fighters. Do you think he's going to remember them from yesterday?
I'm going to go with yeah.
You say yes. People are not learning, Lisa. All right, Kevin is back. Let's find out.
All right.
Kevin, you remember our very special guests from Brazil in the studio yesterday. We had a great time talking to Mauricio Rua and Lyoto Machida. My question for you is, can you name the nicknames of both fighters? They're the top of the bill for UFC 104.
The dragon is Machida. And the other dude.
Got the dragon.
What was his nickname? Shoot.
Had him in the studio less than 24 hours ago.
You're going to the fight.
You're a big fan.
I know.
you follow his career and you like him.
Yes!
Yes! And David said you would get it, so he is also in the drawing for the prize.
Well done.
Well done.
I like how the entire room erupts like I am a retard.
We're rooting for you,
right,
Kevin.
But it was yesterday.
I know.
All right. One more. It's going to be the beautiful Brittany on line five is our final contestant for Does Kevin Know. Hey, Britt, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Brittany.
All right, listen up. Help us out. Will Kevin know? Ralph reported yesterday on his showbiz beat that Oscar-winning actress Renee Zellweger was in a car accident. Do you think Kevin will be able to name any of Renee Zellweger's popular movies?
I'm going to try to be safe and say no.
You're going to say no. Okay, let's find out how you do. Kevin is back. Kevin, you recall us talking about Scrunchy Face in the showbiz beat yesterday with Ralph? Renee Zellweger, who was in a car accident?
Yep.
Famous Oscar-winning actress, very popular. The question on the table for you is, can you name any of Renee Zellweger's films?
You know I can't do that because I hate her. Wait, let me think.
But she's been in a lot of really popular movies. So even though you hate her, you might know
Never go to movies that she's in. She's the kiss of death for me.
Hey, what did Brittany say? Refresh my memory.
She said no.
She said no. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Renee Zellweger.
Was she in Chicago?
Yes! Unbelievable. Sorry, Britt. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought Sorry, Chicago Brittany. Might work. Bridget Jones's Diaries are a very popular series. Jerry Maguire was her breakout. Yeah, Cinderella Man, which you probably saw with Russell Crowe.
And I thought she was good in that.
Yes,
but
she
I never Mountain. Come up with that.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we just have two folks in the drawing, right? We got Eric and we got David. Let's find out who's going to win the pair of Skull Candy Full Metal Jacket earbuds.
Our winner is David.
David?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You win.
All right.
Thanks for playing. Does Kevin know?
All right, thanks.
That's good.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
That's a great hey at the end of the song right there.
It is.
The Dead by Sunrise, the world famous K-Rock at 657.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on in your little world?
Showbiz stuff. That's what's happening. Yeah, remember that couple, Eric Dane?
Yep.
And his wife, Rebecca Gayhart?
Mm-hmm.
They were embarrassed a few weeks ago on the intranet when they had that nude video released of them and their former beauty queen pal who were all naked, smoking dope, and
not having sex.
Not having sex.
Not having sex.
Well, the National Enquirer thinks they can do that one better. They've just announced that they have a story about Eric Dane and Rebecca Gayhart, who, by the way, are longtime members of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Not very anonymous, then, is it?
Doing blow at a party last year.
Really?
Yeah. The mag promises a picture of Rebecca Gayhart holding a crack pipe naked.
Yeah!
She does all her drugs naked.
Apparently, she only does drugs when she's naked. Yeah.
How about that?
So, apparently, they're going to release that next couple weeks. Oh, so, they got that to look forward to.
Wow, it must suck to be a celebrity.
You know what? Don't take photos of yourself naked smoking crack. That's what I say.
I'm guessing she didn't,
I don't
though.
Think that's just a good rule for celebrities. I'm saying that's a good rule across the board.
I agree.
Put the camera
down.
Girl,
you got to keep your clothes on!
When you pick the crack pipe up, put the camera down. It's always been my motto.
Good tip.
Yeah, I think so.
Does she act anymore at all? I mean, I know her husband's bringing in the big Grey's Anatomy dollars, but what about her? What's she doing?
She's smoking crack naked, as far as I can figure out.
Sounds even better than acting, I guess.
Spencer Pratt is considering a name change. Us Weekly magazine did an interview with Spencer where he said he has every intention of changing his name.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Asshole.
No, that would be my choice. Oh. Spencer is going to redub himself King Spencer Pratt.
Yay!
Yeah.
Because he believes he's American royalty.
Sure.
He thinks the United States of America really needs a king, and he feels he's the man for the job.
Yep. Bean, stop going, we can't be surprised at this anymore, can we? I mean, this is
I'm just
par for the course.
How does he say it with a straight face, though? He may turn out to be the world's greatest actor.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's just a cool dude that's created this character?
I mean, he
pretends that he says that, and it's serious, you know?
He knows it gets him attention.
He knows if he ratchets up the rhetoric that people will write about him.
Yeah.
Bitch.
But there is a point of saturation where you can't say anything any more outrageous.
Right.
Once you say, I'm going to have a sex change operation. He's like, okay, boy, you cried wolf.
Yeah, whatever.
No one cares. Good showbiz news. Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Is apparently going to be directing another comic book movie. This one based on the graphic novel Cowboys and Aliens. If you're not familiar with it, it takes place in the 1800s, where a group of cowboys and Indians have to learn to work together as aliens land on Earth and try to take over.
Okay.
So it's an Old West sci-fi story, basically.
Cowboys and Indians and aliens.
Right. Cowboys and Indians take on the aliens. Favreau is talking about directing, and his buddy Robert Downey Jr. is in discussions to star in the film. So we
That'd
may
be
get,
awesome.
We get another number from that dynamic duo.
That would be great.
And yes, another remake. This time, The Hollywood Reporter says it's going to be The Three Musketeers. This movie's been made several times already.
It's fun, though.
Not in a while, though, has it?
The last one was 1993 with Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, and Chris O'Donnell, which blew.
It was terrible.
I don't even remember that.
Me either.
The original was a silent film in 1903. They made a version of the classic Alexandre Dumas book. Then there was a 1921 version, a 1933 version, a 1939 version, a 1948 version,
wow,
and a 1973 version, which is my favorite with Michael York and Oliver Reed and Raquel Welch, Faye Dunaway. But apparently this one's going to be in 3D.
Yes, that'll make it good.
3D Musketeers. And so that way you'll see the swords come right out at you.
Oh.
Ching, 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 ching. Yeah, not that kind of sword cycle, Mike. Today's celebrity birthdays. Salma Hayek celebrates her 43rd birthday. How great has she been on 30 Rock, by the way?
She's the best.
She is not only beautiful and zoftic, but a very talented comedic actress.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. Mark Harmon is 58. He, of course, the star of NCIXLLJ.
I'm sure that's it.
I didn't just know there's an NC in there. Keanu Reeves is 45 years old today. And sports
guy. So I tell the director, look, I do my own stunts. I mean, the whole industry knows I don't care about danger. All I care about is that when my character is riding on top of that exploding truck, dodging bullets while seducing the lady, is that you believe it.
He's good. And sportscaster Terry Bradshaw, now the football season is upon us. He celebrates his 61st birthday today. That's not funny.
That's not funny.
I'm Ralph Garman.
That's not funny.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Giving you fair warning, by the way, about 15 minutes away from right now on The Kevin and Bean Show, America's favorite new song, Fireflies, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be playing it, going to be discussing it. Kevin has an in-depth report on the magic of Fireflies coming up here on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, people will not believe it, but I believe they will be blown away. Or not. Hubby, Ben and Jerry's show gay marriage support with a new flavor. To show support for a new Vermont law legalizing gay marriage, Ben and Jerry's has renamed its popular Chubby Hubby, which, of course, they had for fat husbands.
Right.
Right.
With Hubby Hubby.
Now, this is odd to me because this is not in support to try to get a law passed. It has already passed in Vermont. This is kind of a celebratory lap after the fact, it sounds like.
Yes, that is correct. And for the next 30 days, Hubby Hubby will be available across Vermont. The product packaging will feature two men in tuxedos getting married.
Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
I know that Ben and Jerry's has always been involved in a lot of socially active concerns, and they've been involved in a lot of politics, especially in their home state of Vermont. But this one is raising some eyebrows from a lot of people who think maybe they've gone a little bit too far. So we thought we'd find out what's going on. We do have a Ben and Jerry's spokesperson on the phone. Lewis McLeish joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Lou. Thanks for being on.
Please call me Lewis.
Lewis.
Thank you.
All right, Lewis.
Not Lou. Sounds like a plumber.
Sorry.
That's all right.
What, I don't understand. Why Hubby...
What's the matter? Caught your tongue?
Why Hubby Hubby now that gay marriage has already passed in your state?
Because we're showing support for those people who choose to indulge in gay marriage.
Right.
And with all the negative response that some people have given that decision, we thought it'd be best to put it in a positive light, and everyone loves ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Well, ice cream is very popular, and Ben and Jerry's is a great flavor. I agree, and I know you've been politically active.
Chubby Hubby's one of the favorite flavors of people who like Ben and Jerry's.
Is that right? Okay.
And so it's such a popular flavor, we thought by giving it a name change, it would help with the cause for those who choose to engage in gay marriage. Not that I'm saying I'm for or against it.
Well, Lewis.
Yes.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Very happily now.
What is his name?
How dare you? How dare you assume that I am gay?
Well, I mean, I think I'm just getting a little vibe.
His name's Carl.
Carl, okay. Is he hot?
All right.
Oh, Excuse me. Sure is.
So what has the reaction been like? Although I guess Vermont is, I mean, it's practically libertarian so far to the left out there, right?
Vermont is a very, it's very sort of laissez-faire liberal culture here in the state of Vermont. So we are perhaps more free thinkers than other parts of the country, but the response has been fabulous, not just here in Vermont, but almost around the globe.
Is that right?
In fact, it's been so popular that we're going to be changing the names of many other Ben & Jerry's flavors to also reflect our stance when it comes to same-sex marriage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Well, like what? I mean, this one kind of lends itself to it because it already had, you know, hubby in the title.
Right.
But what else can you
We've
work
got
with?
Chubby Hubby, which of course became Hubby Hubby.
Right.
The popular Brownie Batter will now be known as, well, it's still Brownie Batter.
Oh.
That one could stay the same.
I don't want to eat that.
That still works.
We're just gonna leave that one alone.
All right.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Uh-huh.
Will now be...
Yes, Lewis. Who's laughing in the background?
That's my partner, Omar.
Well, he's your partner?
Yeah.
Are you cheating on Carl?
Chocolate chip cookie dough will now be known as chocolate chip bukkake dough.
Oh,
come on. That's not an attractive flavor at all.
I don't want that one.
Lewis, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm just having a spell.
Okay.
Mint chocolate chunk. Don't make up your own jokes.
All right, we'll wait.
It's now called mint chocolate chunk in the drunk. Or in the trunk, rather.
Trunk,
yeah. Not in the drunk. That wouldn't be good at all.
No.
Let's see.
You want to try that one again?
Sure. Mint chocolate chunk will now be called mint chocolate chunk in the trunk.
There you go.
Oh,
there we go.
I see.
Chocolate fudge brownie will now be known as chocolate fudge brown eye.
These are not appetizing ice cream flavors.
They are. These
They're
are gonna be
not.
Great. Peanut butter cup,
right?
Now known as penis butt cup.
I was afraid of that. Okay.
S'mores.
Yeah.
Will now be known as s'more schlong.
Come on.
That's not even trying.
That is trying. It's not succeeding, but it's trying.
Okay. All right.
Creme brulee.
Sure.
Will now be called creme Bruce.
Oh, wow.
Banana split. Will now be known as banana split your sphincter.
Oh!
Jesus.
Come on.
Our popular Cherry Garcia.
Love it.
Okay.
Is now known as Sodomy Garcia.
Oh, well, that's not appealing at all.
That just seemed right.
Have you run these by anyone else in the company?
Yes.
All right.
Ben and Jerry have both signed off on them.
Okay.
Heath Bar Crunch.
Yes.
Is now known as Heath Ledger Jake Gyllenhaal Bar Crunch.
That could be very popular.
Fish Food.
Nope.
Uh-oh. Now called Fist Food.
Okay.
And Chunky Monkey is now known as Chunky Testicles.
What?
I don't know. I like them.
Come on.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. See, you survived that. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Right now you feel like, hey, I just walked out of the dentist and I had my wisdom teeth removed. And it sucked for the minutes that I was in the chair. But now I'm alive. And now I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep it off. And eventually I'm going to forget the pain and it's
right.
going to be over with.
But are they going to wake up better like they do from the dentist?
No, no, you're going to wake up and face the potential that Fireflies may play again some other time on the radio, yes. But I'm just saying you have survived it at this point. You've gotten through it. You need to just take a sigh of relief and just be thankful.
I hate that Firefly song. No! 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 Please no more!
Dear Kevin B and Chris writes in, hey, I really appreciated the heads up that you would be playing Fireflies a little while ago. Would you please email me and let me know when it's over so I can turn my radio back on?
Hi, I'm a 9-year-old female, and that Firefly song, it sucks.
We were making fun of it. We said only 9-year-old females would like it. But she's saying not even her. No.
Wow.
So what's the deal? I mean, clearly this song is popular. Clearly people are buying it. People are requesting it. There must be people out there that really like Fireflies.
Yeah.
Why don't we know any of them?
I don't know. Listen, we don't get to play exactly what we want. If we did, it would be all Rage Against the Machine for me.
That's true.
So we went in to the bosses and we said, Fireflies? Really?
Come on.
And they said... It gets the most requests of any song we play.
Unbelievable.
And we said, nope. Not possible.
But isn't this people who work at other radio stations punking us?
Probably.
I mean, aren't they spending all their time dialing our station to request it just so that we fall for it and play it?
Getting 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs? What the f***?
That is a lyric. Here are some of the lyrics, and okay. You can decide for us if this is maybe the gayest song ever. Certainly that we've played. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fall asleep. Because they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
What? What does that even mean?
I believe... And I hate to interpret something as deep as this song by Owl City. I believe he's talking about all things are good when you're sleeping dreaming, and then you wake up to the world and it's disappointing. Could he have said it in gay way?
Really? That's what that means?
Yeah, I think so. Because he says, you'd be not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep.
Okay.
Because I get 10, because, and then this lyric is in it. Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
A dude wrote that. And then went on to record it, and then somebody along the way allowed that to happen, and then it allowed it to be made into a song and then released, and then people bought it, right?
And then people like us played it.
They don't have anybody along that in that chain that says, hey, guys, what about reconsidering that whole 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs? What about that? Should we let that fly?
That's a stinker.
So it goes on, because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs. As they try to teach me how to dance, a foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on a second. Slow down. Slow down here, cowboy.
You heard me.
Foxtrot's very popular in the 1920s. Sock hop's very popular in the 1950s. Yeah. What do they have to do with this kid dreaming today?
Well, the foxtrot is above his head.
Meaning?
And the sock hop is beneath his bed.
Maybe
so,
it
meaning
describes.
While he's sleeping, he's... dancing,
I guess. Old dances.
The disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
All right, now we're up to the 70s.
And then, as if to reinforce that, there's two more thread. I'd like to make myself believe the planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because everything is never as it seems. So he likes to sleep.
It's very Shakespearean of him,
the
isn't
world
it?
is better when he's sleeping.
I guess. I think the world might be better for us when he's sleeping, too.
Because he's not recording Fireflies,
exactly.
The sequel?
But who are you people? And by you people, I mean those of you that call and request this song.
Well,
like to know.
We get a tremendous amount of response on the other side, and that's always the case. The people who like things don't speak up as much. People who don't like things usually complain a lot more.
That's true. People don't usually write and say, hey, guys, I really love that new song you've been playing. You're absolutely right. The people you hear from are the people who hate it.
But are those of you who call in, are you aware that the lyrics are, because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs? Are you aware of that?
They must not be listening.
Do you know what you're doing? You're using your phone in a very, very bad way.
We're going to take calls from people who are pro fireflies, okay? You might find more people who are pro dogfighting than pro fireflies, but we're going to look for them anyway at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to little Katie on line one right before we go to break and come back and get some more calls on, because Katie apparently is one of these people. She loves fireflies, and maybe she can give us an idea, a look into the window of the world that these people live in. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Katie.
You're very brave to call, and we appreciate it. We're going to be nice to you, even though you're obviously mentally challenged. But what's going on with you in Owl City?
I love it. And maybe if you weren't so stingy with the Postal Service all the time, we wouldn't have to listen to Owl City so much. And what's wrong with hugs? Everybody needs hugs. I need hugs. Evidently, Kevin needs a hug because he's in a terrible mood.
Everybody
loves
Kevin
hugs.
Needs sleep.
Hugs
I need
are
sleep,
important.
Yeah. When do you start the fourth grade?
Now, I said we were going to try to be nice to Katie.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So when you say people need hugs, though, if the lyrics were people need hugs, people need hugs, people need hugs, but it still had that same voice and that same music, would you still like the song? Is that all that matters to you is the message that people need hugs?
No. And it's fun. It's just a light, happy, fun song. I'm sorry we can't always listen to songs about overthrowing the government and revolution, Kevin. Rage is great, but a little variety. And you don't even play Rage in the morning anyway. So
I know. That's, I'm upset about that.
Why can't we play a song that I like?
We don't play my favorite band at all.
Yeah, true.
But we're playing because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs. You can't defend that.
And we'll ride it out just like we rode out the robots. Enjoy it.
By the way, Flobots may be that's a great point that you bring up, Katie. That may be the last song that was just so hated, yet obviously was a huge hit and people
fantastic.
Loved it. And we didn't know any of those, but you love that one too.
Listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And you love Plain White Tees as well?
And I love what? I'm sorry?
Plain White Tees?
The Hey There Delilah song?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Katie, I'm sure you're very sweet. I'm sure you're a very nice person. But somebody needs to take that radio away from you, girl.
Or at least the phone you're requesting it on.
We're turning your brain to mush.
Well, all I'm saying is just ride it out, guys. Embrace it. It'll go, but let me enjoy it while it's still here.
Can I send it to you on a CD?
I would love that.
Okay.
I would actually accept that.
Now,
no
if
problem.
I sent this to you on a CD, would you never call our radio station to request that specific song again?
If you sent it to me on a CD?
Yes.
I'm calling back in 20 minutes and requesting it.
You are? Oh, man. That's how you roll.
She's in the Firefly Army.
All right.
All right, Katie, you're awesome. Thanks for calling, okay?
But stop.
I just heard someone right now on the Apple line, you guys are playing right now, say they don't like the Firefly song. Everyone's hating on it. I think for all you bitch shot there, it must not be comfortable with your sexuality. That song's awesome, dude. That thing reminds me of being up for days, not knowing where I'm at. Remember your Firefly. I'm weird because I hate goodbyes. Come on, dude. This song's awesome. God, you guys are weird, man.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins, hi, please play the Firefly song. Also, It's Raining Men and In the Navy, plus I Will Survive. P.S., your new format is fabulous. We're taking calls today from people who like Fireflies because it's one of those songs that comes along that is inexplicably, wildly, and seemingly universally popular, yet we don't know anyone who likes it. And that's what's weird. It's like those TV shows that you see in the ratings reports that you go, I don't know a single soul who watches this show. How is it number three in America every week? That's what this song is like.
Yes. Some things are super polarizing, which means there aren't a lot of people in the middle that just go, eh. It's most okay. of the people either love or actively hate. And right. there's a lot of on both sides, but we don't know who the people are that love it.
So. Well, let's talk to Carmella because she concerns me. If she really is a teacher and she is spreading this hate to the youth of America, then I think she needs to be stopped. Carmella, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on with you and the Fireflies?
I don't know. I just love that song. It's so cute. It reminds me of Death Cab for Cutie and the Postal Service. In fact, I just let my students in right now, so now they're experiencing this as well.
Oh, so you have to be careful what you say.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, just like, the God stuff in the classroom, you can't talk about Fireflies in front of students, right? I mean, that would get your license pulled, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Glad to
okay,
hear that.
Good. Just keep it away from the young people. This is for adults only, but thank you for the call. Have a good day at school.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, bye. To 10 million Fireflies, I'm weird because I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell.
Dear Kevin and Bean, we really enjoy that song. Sincerely, nobody. All right, let's try Kanisa, I believe is the name. Kanisa on line two, please, who loves Fireflies. Hi, Kanisa. What's your damage?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Nisa. Hi. Okay, go ahead.
I love Fireflies. That song is so happy and fun, and it's like all fantasy because it's Fireflies, and it's a great song.
It's not too happy and make-believe-y.
No, I like it.
Like saccharine?
Yeah, like too sweet.
Saccharine.
Your teeth don't hurt?
It's good. It's a nice change of pace.
It is. It is. But so are a lot of other songs that we don't play.
I mean, there's having a piece of cake and there's eating cake right out of the frosting right out of the can. This
Correct.
Is frosting right out of the can, which
but
I like.
I can't
but...
wait till his show in, what is it, in Anaheim in October?
You don't have to tell me. I'm so going in assless chaps.
Wait, hold on a sec. Did I hear correctly? Nisa, you're going to see Owl City in concert?
Yeah.
You're going to pay money?
Well, yeah, it's only like $12.
You're going to go to the place where the guy who sings that song is going to sing that song?
Well, yeah. That'll be awesome. I can't wait.
I'm flummoxed.
Can't find anybody to go with me, but
really?
I go.
Well, that should tell you something. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Wow. You know, I got to be honest. We do have a lot of people calling who say they like it.
Listen, I know it's the most requested song on the radio station. Obviously,
someone's calling.
This radio station or any radio station would not be successful if they only represented the taste of one person.
Right. Of course.
It's never that way. You have to try and get all kinds. So we've made our displeasure known, and we've been told, noted, please leave the room.
Yeah, so that's why it's called broadcasting, is because you're appealing to a broad number of people rather than narrowcast. You have to play Fireflies. Some people like that. Some people want to hear, you know, the new Rise Against. All right, let's take Ricky real quick. He's on line one. Ricky says it's catchy, but he has some concerns about how much he likes it. Hi, Ricky. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's going on with you and the Owl City song?
I don't know. I was driving home one day from a pretty rough day, and it came on K-Rock, and I sort of mistook it for a Hello Goodbye song, which I'm sure is a completely different tangent for you guys.
It is.
But
go ahead.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of catchy, and I've been listening to it more and more, but I think it's turning me gay.
Yeah, Ricky, Ricky, if you don't mind, it's nice that you called and that you're being honest and all, but we have a song for you, if you don't mind.
Guys named Ricky who are becoming gay from listening to Owl City are whores.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Is it possible that you're just becoming emo? Did you ever think about that? Have you started to notice the birds are dying?
he hung up after the word whore. Okay.
Later, dude.
All right, let's take one more. Why don't we try, let's try Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
He's on line eight. Well, where did Dick Whiskey come from out of nowhere?
He just happens to be standing by whenever we need him. Eric, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Owl City.
God, I can't listen to that song when I'm sober, but when I'm high, it's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Okay. All right. I can deal with that.
You can get back.
Like, when we're sitting around and we're smoking, like, we would never, ever, ever call in and request this song. But
right.
When it comes on, we get the biggest smiles on our face, and everybody is silent, and when that song is over with, it is just cracking up. Like, it's ridiculous.
Eric, I don't think we have a song for you. I like you.
Oh.
I don't think, do we?
Sorry.
Dick, do we have a song for him?
Sure.
Okay.
Guys who smoke weed and listen to Owl City are whores!
Okay, good enough. Let's just squeeze in a couple of more really quick. Let's go to Mark. Mark, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
What do you think? Fireflies.
I don't particularly like the song, but as long as if you play it in place of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, or Sublime, I'll take it.
Dick?
Guys who'd like to call in and give us crap about our playlist are whores!
Thank you. And one more. Let's do Nicolette, because she seems to have a popular opinion. Nicolette, hi.
Hi.
Dick?
Should I just get going?
Yeah. get it going.
Just get it going.
Okay. I like the song because of what everyone else is saying. I think it's light and it's happy, and it kind of has a Peter Pan kind of feel to it. Oh. Yeah, it's gay. No, I know. No. It's gay and it's dumb, but that's why I like it.
Yeah. So it's girls who like music that reminds them of Peter Pan are whores!
So it's a guilty pleasure. You know it's bad, but that won't stop you from enjoying it.
Yeah, but I have one more thing.
Yeah.
It needs to get off this damn radio.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It needs to. I listen to K-Rock. I agree with you. I listen to K-Rock to listen to things like Rage Against the Machines. I don't want to hear poppy crap on the radio.
And we know it can't all be that, but it should be 99% that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Dick, do you want to reconsider your song? Because she's...
I guess not.
No.
You're right.
We'll talk to the Kevin and Bean listener who thought, until she saw her picture on the website, that Lisa May for all these years was black.
Well, that's an easy mistake.
Sure, who can blame her?
Black on the inside, sure.
Yeah. Sure.
So we'll talk to her coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
When will it end?
What
when
end?
will the disrespect, when will the insult upon insult, when will the lack of appreciation, when will it end?
In what world?
First of all, for years now, you know, I've been trying to get Adam West to star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
Yeah.
To no avail.
Ralph, for those of you who don't know, is a huge 1960s Batman TV show fan.
Adam West was the very first big Batman. There was a couple guys in the 40s who did like some you know, movie serials. But Adam West put Batman on the map. Deserves all the mad love and respect we can muster.
Which is
I still believe he's
the
best Batman, by the way. I'm with you, Bean. Well, we're in the minority. MTV, on their website, MTV.com, had a poll asking readers to vote on their favorite Batman. Adam West got 3% of the vote.
It's because they don't know about it.
3% of the vote!
It's because they don't know. It's MTV.
Yeah. Well, let's get them all together. Let's get them all together and show them. Let's do it. Let's show them.
They only know Batman from the last, say, 50 years.
How dare you, sir.
It doesn't help that the TV series is not in reruns very often on television.
On DVD.
And is not available on DVD either. So it's kind of difficult for people to enjoy Mr. West's work on that show.
Again, insult upon insult.
Yeah.
They won't put him on DVD. They won't give him a star on the Walk of Fame. They will not give him his just desserts.
Hey, what about how Kevin dissed the man to his face that time?
But on the list of important things that you've done, you peaked in 1960, what was that, over 8? 1969?
When was... Kevin, I don't like your choice of words.
I mean, even Kevin is ready to shove the poor man into the oven.
You peaked. You're done. Just die.
You haven't done a damn good thing in 40 years.
That wasn't meant
to be as insulting as it was. I like him personally. He's a funny guy. But
great
I only
guy.
Know him through Ralph's love of that early TV show.
And
I never...
he's the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy.
On Family Guy, yeah, he's good on that.
Yeah, Christian Bale, as you can imagine, was the number one in the vote. Got 55% of the vote.
Sure.
Well, the poll might as well have just been, rank these Batmans in order of their appearance.
The most
right?
recent appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah. One voter especially said about Christian Bale, I really liked his performance. I thought it was great. I thought he was really good in the movie. Christian Bale. And then the second vote-getter, interestingly enough, was Kevin Conroy, who did the voice of Batman on the animated series and is now the voice of Batman in Arkham Asylum, the smash hit video game.
That makes sense.
Just shows to go, yeah.
It does.
Congratulations to my fellow Philadelphian, David Boreanaz, star, of course, of Bones. He was also Slurk the Vampire.
Angel.
Angel. Slurk. That's it. He is he's a new daddy. His wife, Jamie, had a baby girl on Monday.
How do they do that?
A man loves a woman, Rodney. And they lie down in bed naked and they...
Don't take it too far with him. That'll make his head explode.
Her name, little baby girl named Bardot. Boreanaz. Bardot Boreanaz.
All right.
Couple already has a son named Jaden. Jaden Bardot.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations. Jessica Biel. Justin Timberlake are still a couple, but that may not last forever.
I didn't think they were even still together.
Yeah, it seems to have been off and on a bit.
Well, they're on.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You know, we've always said that for every beautiful woman, there's a guy somewhere who's tired of her crap.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake may be that guy for Jessica Biel. Word is, she is relentlessly harping on him about his diet because she is a hardcore fitness nut.
Right.
If you look at her, you can tell.
I'm glad she is. She looks amazing.
Yeah, but then just do that. If you're going to do that, and let me have my cheeseburger.
It's not like Justin Timberlake is K-fed.
That's what I'm saying.
He looks great.
Every time he orders dessert or cheese while out for dinner, apparently she relentlessly berates him about his diet choices.
Well, that's good times.
It says in the story here that Jessica is obsessed with staying in shape. She exercises 4 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Excellent. I'm glad that works for her.
That's a lot of time.
It is.
Sure when
is.
You could be doing other things with Jessica Biel. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Why am I talking like this? Tony Romo's got a new girl. If you believe the rumors, apparently he is well over Jessica Simpson. New girl is a sports reporter named Candace Crawford. She is a former Miss Missouri.
Oh.
And she is the sister of Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. So, Tony, keep it in the celebrity realm.
Right.
Apparently has an attractive new girlfriend. So, hopefully, she'll wear a pink number 7 jersey in the stands.
It'll curse him just like Jessica did.
Exactly. Yeah. Steve Buscemi's got a new series on HBO. One of my favorite actors, Steve Buscemi. You don't see
He's
him
great.
Work nearly enough,
He's
in
great.
My opinion. Martin Scorsese will be directing and producing the series.
Has he ever done anything on TV?
I don't think he may. He may have done a TV movie or something like that.
Okay.
But he's never done a series before. HBO has picked up the drama. It's called Boardwalk Empire, and they've ordered 11 episodes. It is a period piece, takes place in the 1920s, and talks about the legendary mayor of Atlantic City during the heyday of Prohibition, who apparently ran that town with an iron fist. So Steve Buscemi as the mayor of Atlantic City.
I don't think that was supposed to be
Martin
sexy.
Scorsese. Oh.
By the way, Mike.
Which I'm looking forward to because Martin Scorsese is the man.
Turns out he knows what he's doing.
He sure is.
The last thing I remember him doing on television is he did that that PBS series of documentary on the blues. Remember? Blues music. He did a multi-part series that he directed that was fabulous.
Fabulous.
It was just great.
Fabulous. Excuse me.
I was sleeping through that sentence until I heard fabulous.
Has the word fabulous been lost? It can only be used in a gay way. It no longer has a straight meaning.
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Can something be fabulous?
I haven't heard it in a straight way in a while.
By the way, no. Your answer is no. And give okay. You were curious? The answer is no.
Should I have said fantastic?
Yes. Sure, that would work.
Fabulous.
Terrific, amazing.
It was fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous. You know what killed fabulous? The British TV series Absolutely Fabulous.
Yeah.
Ab Fab.
Okay.
Became sort of a lighthouse for gay men who just loved that series, and Fabulous took on a whole new world.
So, note to self,
no
more
fabulous.
Use the word fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah! Oh, please tell me they're coming.
Super group we've been talking about for some time now with Dave Grohl, Josh Ohm. Is it Home or Ohm?
Ami?
Ami. That's just wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
You can tell him that.
He needs to come correct. Of course, from Queens of the Stone Age, John Paul Jones of the Zep. They are opening their tour in North America on October 1st in Austin, Texas.
All right.
The tour will last a whole 13 days.
Wow. How are they going to do it?
Kicks off October 1st in Austin, wraps up on October the 14th in Washington, D.C.
Does it come through anywhere on the West Coast?
Does not say here the entire list of dates. But I'm guessing they'd have to do a swing through L.A.
I would hope so.
At least, right? Then they're going off to the U.K.
Vegas, even.
They will also perform some dates. And then the band's album won't be out until early 2010. So you get to see them live well before you get to hear them
disc. They're going to be touring and singing all new music that isn't out yet, basically.
Bingo.
Huh.
Still like again, you have crystallized my thoughts perfectly, Kevin.
Only a snippet of music from that album has been released.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. It's rock and roll music.
What?
What?
I find that hard to believe.
It's rock.
More rock than Fireflies?
Yes.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Salma Hayek's 43 years old today. Mark Harmon from NCIS.
That's right. You got it.
No, you got it.
Yeah. That's it.
He is 58 years old today. He's one of those guys, too, who, by the way, just
won't
age, won't get ugly, won't stop looking good.
Yeah.
58. Just crushes in the looks department.
Sure.
Hate him. Terry Bradshaw, another good-looking guy.
Nope.
Oh, wait a minute. He, of course,
that's not funny.
Sportscaster from the Fox NFL broadcasts. He is 61 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Kevin and Bean show here. You listen to us on the radio, and we appreciate that. And occasionally you do peep out our website, kevinandbean.com. And I'm not fooling. I know we're not fooling ourselves, and we know that most of you are disappointed when you see the photo section. When you go to the pictures, you're largely disappointed because you've got an image in your mind of what we all look like.
Yeah, and we've looked bad our whole lives, so we know.
Right.
We expect
exactly.
It.
But also, nobody ever looks like what you picture. They just don't, right?
Yeah, and that's really, I mean, it's a phenomenon because you have in your mind, you hear someone's voice, you go, oh, well, I know what that person is like because I feel like I know him and I've been listening to him for years. And then you go to the website and you're constantly disappointed, we get that.
It's one of the few things in life that is about 100% disappointing.
Never
do people make up something the way they think you're going to look, and then they go, wow, much better.
Yeah.
That's true. No one has ever come up to us and said, I thought you guys were super fat and ugly, and you've impressed me. That doesn't happen. But every once in a while, even with that being said, we're still surprised by the impression that one of our listeners gets about somebody on the show. And in this case, it's Noe, who I guess is joining us on the phone right now to describe apparently just a big misunderstanding. Hi, Noe. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, dude?
How's it going?
Good.
Hey,
listen to me. Hi, Noe.
It's going great. Now, what's the deal? You're a Kevin and Bean fan, and you've been on our Facebook page. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been a Kevin and Bean fan for about 4 years now, and not until this last Saturday have I ever gone or seen a picture of you guys.
All right, so you go to the Facebook, and then you leave a comment that we found that we were fascinated with. You wrote, holy, I did not expect you guys to look like that. I thought Lisa May was black.
Yeah!
Anyways, you guys rock.
Of course you did, Noe. It oozes out of me.
Oh. Now, here's the funny thing about...
It may ooze into you. It doesn't ooze out of you.
Here's the funny thing about Lisa May. There's no one whiter.
I was born in Inglewood.
Honestly, I mean, really, when you listen to her, you think black woman?
I don't know why. I got beef from my brother for this, too. But, you know, I've been listening to you guys for years. And when I heard Lisa May's voice, I just had the mental portrayal that she was black.
You know, I used to do traffic on a station I don't think exists anymore, K-Ace.
Right.
It was an urban station here in L.A. And my name was Judy Starbuck.
Right. Wow.
And everyone on that
name.
Station thought I was black.
That's no.
Yes.
This is not possible.
Yes.
What? No, I can understand it in that case because she was on the air probably most of the time doing traffic with other personalities that were black. So in the listener's mind, they were listening to a black show. So at least that makes sense.
Well, maybe that's the same here, Bean.
But when you're listening to super white and dorky Kevin and Bean, I don't understand how you make the association that somehow Lisa is representing the color. I don't get that at all.
Because I'm clearly the coolest person in the room.
Yeah.
All right, Noe, let me play a few clips for you, if you don't mind.
All right?
And then you can tell me, you know, whether you thought she was black or not.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
I might be short, but my game is for real, because from the waist down, I'm like Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Now, we said it was a black moment because it's clearly the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when you listen to that clip, not only is she not black, she's probably retarded, right?
You can tell. I mostly hang out in South Central when you hear that clip.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
I can make your dreams come true if you give me the chance. You think I robbed the butchers? There's so much meat inside my pants.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Does that make you think she's a black man?
No, not at all.
How about this?
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Hey, Trick, I see you jocking. Why don't you look my way? Ass up, face down is the game I want to play.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Yeah.
How about this one?
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
So much ice in my mouth that my breath causes blizzards. Every time I inhale, I end up freezing my gizzards.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
How about this one?
Oh, come on.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Looky, looky, your ass is like a cookie. Gonna inject it and kill it just like its name was Tookie.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
That's probably the one he heard anyway.
All right.
Clearly.
Hold on. Let's talk to Mike, who is also on. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Lisa May.
Hi, Mike.
You did not also think she was black.
Yes, I did.
No.
For you years that she was black, and then last year I started checking the website out and went, holy crap.
So, and now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Bums, diggity, bum, hun. I got the old pa, rum-pum-pum-pum, but I can fee-fi-fo-fum, diddly-bum, here I come.
Yeah, I can see it.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Mike, why do you think you thought she was a Nubian princess?
You know what? I thought she was just kind of joking around. I mean, I thought she was hiding her soul sister right there doing stuff like that. So
really? You thought she was just playing it off?
Yeah, I thought that's exactly what she was doing.
So.
Noe, I deliberately did that like a white girl, even though I'm so black.
Sure. Noe, now that you've heard all that, what's your opinion? Are you still there, Noe?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Now that you've heard all that.
Well, it's not my photo. What do you think?
No, I don't know. I don't think she's black anymore.
Okay.
I had the mental image of the black chick from the Howard Stern show. That's who I pictured as Lisa May.
Robin Quivers.
Right.
Lisa's much better looking than her.
I am black on the inside, though.
You're not
and
at all.
And that's what he's hearing.
You heard what?
Well, listen, Noe and Mike, I'm glad we were able to set the record straight. And for other listeners who maybe haven't gone to the Facebook page or KevinandBean.com, now you know that Lisa is Hawaiian. So now it's all set.
Right. Thank you both.
Bye. Right.
Bye now. Latest Weezer on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to a guy who is the co-owner of a place where you can buy, and I'm not joking, fantasy sports insurance. Insurance if you're in a fantasy, say, football league, that your player won't get hurt. What's up with that?
Badness is what's up with that.
Apparently badness.
Now, we like to act like we're experts in everything, Bean and I. And when we're not, we fake it. We just act like we are, and most people don't buy it, but it's makes us laugh.
It works for you. You're good BSers.
When it comes to men's clothing, however, I don't think either of us are even comfortable faking it.
What's stripey? What?
We're a little bit out of our depth when it comes to things that look good on men.
We've never really spent a lot of time, either of us, working on the look that we have.
We just
throw whatever happens to be in the closet. It doesn't have to match. It doesn't have to look good together.
It just has to be shorts and something.
That's our expertise in that field.
Right.
But our producer Alex is in here, and Lisa's in here, and a bunch of people have been talking about things that make guys look like douchebags. And we don't know if we qualify or not, but let's find out.
I don't think you guys qualify as douchebags so much as dorks.
All right.
You know, I would agree. Nerdy
better?
Dorks.
Is that better or worse?
Yes, it is.
Better.
I would rather talk to a nerd than a douche. But this started in the office, I think, because we were looking at pictures of John Gosselin, world's greatest dad.
Sure.
On like Perez and TMZ and all of the Ed Hardy t-shirt wear. And triple XXL.
That's his uniform, isn't it? He loves that Ed Hardy.
He must have gotten it for free, right?
Well, now they're working together.
Probably.
Now he's working for the company, so now he's wearing it all the time. You know, he's all purchased.
Okay, now let's pause right there for folks who may not know about the Ed Hardy brand, because there's no question if you live in America, you've seen someone in Ed Hardy. But what are the characteristics of that, Alex?
It's usually very large graphics that are very colorful. The good news about Ed Hardy is the name is everywhere.
So
you don't have to guess. It's usually on the sleeve or the back. And there's usually a dragon or some sort of Asian motif, and then there might be 800 rhinestones for no apparent reason.
Really?
And it's meant to look like a tattoo, right? Isn't that
the
idea of it? But it's super loud and gaudy and, hey, look at me, right?
Was it ever cool?
For a
fraction of a second?
Yeah. And then it just became totally mass marketed. Yeah. They licensed it to death. They now have like Ed Hardy wine. I kid you not.
And bikinis, I've heard.
And, yeah, the bikinis on the girls actually probably do look cute.
But the girls make the bikinis look cute.
Ed Hardy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So now answer this question for me, and I think this is going to be very helpful to a lot of people who don't understand why some stuff is cool and some stuff isn't. What makes somebody a douche just because they buy a bad shirt or a shirt that you don't think is attractive? Why is that a douche factor?
It's hard to say. I think it's the cumulative effect. It's the group effect. And it comes from the Ed Hardy or like all the MMA wear, like the Affliction. The Tap Out. It's the people who start to represent the clothes. They all sort of have the same thing in common. They tend to be guys who try really, really hard, who like think they're bro and they're down and they're cool.
They're trying too hard.
Yes.
Alex hit it right on the nose with
that. Absolutely too hard.
You guys are a perfect example of you may not have style, but you don't give an F. So it doesn't matter. You guys clearly admit you're just like, look, I'm going to throw on what's comfortable and I'm going to wear that. The guy who's rocking the Affliction shirt and the bandana and the faux hawk and the big bootcut jeans, he has crappy style, but he's trying his best. He's trying super hard.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
He wishes he was on the hills and he's trying to get some punani.
So you're talking about Chris Angel, essentially.
Yes.
Who just tries so hard to look good and look cool with all of the jewelry and everything else that he does.
Jewelry? Oh, my God.
Here's a great rule of thumb. If you're going out at night with your girlfriend or you're trying to pick up a lady and you have more jewelry on than she does, you're a douche.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag.
He's the king.
The douchiest of all.
So we'll take calls from girls with other suggestions.
Yeah, other tips to help guys get laid, to get a we want to have sex with you. Don't make it more difficult.
don't fight us.
So let me ask you this. The number, by the way, 1-800-520-1067. Ladies, you're going to help us create a list of things not to wear if you don't want to be perceived as a douchebag by people who don't know you. Now, Alex, is there any way, I know you got a boyfriend now, but is there any way that a guy in an Affliction shirt, is that enough to sink his chance with you?
Well, sometimes it is the whole package.
It's a hurdle.
It is a hurdle.
It's at the very least a hurdle.
The only way I would have sex with him is if he actually does MMA. If you're actually in the sport and you're wearing it like Joe Rogan, we love. And
Tap Out, Affliction.
Yeah, he gets it all. But Joe Rogan could kill a man with his pinky.
Right.
So that's kind of hot. If you actually do MMA and you wear it, okay, I'll cut you some slack.
Okay, then let me ask you this then.
Can nobody wear an Angels jersey around you unless they're playing for the Angels?
No, that's
is
not
it,
the same.
Does it transfer to other sports?
That's totally different.
For some reason,
that's why I'm asking. We're making some rules here.
For some reason, sports jerseys and stuff like that is completely different.
That's because the players actually wear them, where this was a clothing brand created because of the sport, not like the uniform. So it's totally different.
Okay, so far we've got Ed Hardy t-shirts. Is it just t-shirts or is it everything else? Hats, the whole deal.
Everything.
Anything Ed Hardy. Okay. Anything Affliction?
Yeah, bad. Buzz.
Anything Tap Out?
Buzz out. And Von Dutch while we're at it. There's still some people rocking Von Dutch. Stop it, people.
And if we're going to go above and beyond just clothing, the overly gelled hair or the faux hawk, that has to be thrown in there too.
Yeah.
I mean, right off the gate, if I meet a guy like that, I'm like, I don't know about this.
You won't even date him, right?
I don't even date you.
Yeah, you won't even think about taking him home. All right, so we won't restrict you just clothing. We're talking about things guys do.
Yeah.
Part of their look that is an instant turnoff for women, and we want to hear it from the women so that we know that it's legit and the rest of us can learn. 1-800-520-1067.
Douchebag.
Your call's coming up next on the Kevin and Bean.
Douchebag.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Harvey. We're talking about the items that a guy is wearing that a woman knows or suspects he might be a douchebag before she ever speaks one word with him, because it's just a giveaway in the category of Ed Hardy clothing. That's what we're talking about here today. Producer Alex is in the studio with us. We're taking calls from women right now at 1-800-520-1067. What else should be on the list? Who do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with Stevie. Hi, Stevie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello, Lisa May.
Hello.
All right, things that make a guy, that turn you off about a guy before you even meet him.
Too tanned.
Oh,
orange
fan.
Yeah.
I
agree. Too tanned, too bronze is just, it's like, yeah, that's so
okay, now
sexy.
let me get specific with you here. Is it too tanned only if it's a fake tan that's a turn off? What if a guy is a surfer or something like that? He's in the sun all the time and that's why he's tan.
Fake tan.
Fake tan, okay.
Yeah.
Fake tan. That's
so basically
the deal.
Even if he's laying out to get tan, come on.
Yeah.
Every one of these things, it seems like the crime is trying too hard.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's just like girls who try too hard, but you'll still sleep with them.
That's true. All right. Thank you.
Lisa's exactly right. You'd get a different, even though it may come from the sun, you get a different look when you're an active guy and you're out in the sun
that
as opposed to a guy who lies out.
Yeah.
It's a different look.
Or he doesn't like Mexicans, one or the other.
Wow.
I don't know.
Darlene. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I was in Vegas this past weekend, and it was crawling with the guys that you guys are speaking of, Ed Hardy. But two things I also noticed is the studded Ed Hardy-like belt.
Oh,
sure.
The belt buckle.
The belt buckle is that's a deal breaker as well?
The bigger the belt buckle, the smaller the penis, I've decided.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I'm gonna get a T-shirt that says that on it. Make it Ed Hardy. How about that?
All right, that's one.
One other thing, when they walk by and you can taste their cologne.
So they bathe in the cologne. It's a little too strong.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sleeping with you. No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's fair.
It's like they took a bath in it. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Darlene, for the call. We appreciate
it. Douchebag.
All right. How about Desiree, who emails in? Tell me what you guys think. I want the ladies' opinion on this. Guys who wear the Bluetooth headset all the time. Take that S off when you're not on the phone, she says.
I agree. F yourself.
But
I hate that.
I don't think that's the same thing. I don't think those guys do it because they think they are attractive.
I think they do.
I think they do.
I think they do it because they're a-holes.
I've seen guys wear dinner. Like, I've been at a restaurant, and they're wearing it, and they're with a chick. And I'm like, I hope she does not have sex with him.
All right. Let's go to Misty. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are the things that make guys douchebags?
When guys wear skinny jeans, like really tight jeans, and they sag them below their butt.
No. Ooh, I hate that. So
it goes along with the whole emo look. It's sad.
Yeah, it's like they want to be on Fallout Boy or something. It's not good.
Douchebag.
All right, thank you.
Here's another email from Anna, who says, I know it's not clothing, but if I see a guy who's got that peeing Calvin sticker on his car, I'm out. You know the one with Calvin and Calvin and Hobbes? She says it's a douchebag trademark. You guys have any feelings on that?
Stickers on the car
in general, right?
I think are lame. Yeah,
but most of the time, the guy that gets out of that car has all of this stuff that we're talking about.
That's
as well.
True.
I mean, that's just another sign.
All right, let's take Angelica. She is on line 6 on the Kevin Bean Show. Again, if you're just joining us, we're looking for tips from ladies of things that guys should be avoiding if they don't want to be prejudged as douchebags. Well, you know, hi, Angelica.
And you know what's funny about this is that these are the guys that want to be accepted by girls more than anything in this world.
I know, and it's like, you know, kryptonite.
Trying way too hard.
For my poon, don't do it.
All right, Angelica, what do you have?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Not only are they all blinged out with the Ed Hardy and all that stuff, but try a male purse. These guys are wearing male purses, like a Gucci male purse.
What's a male purse? How does that work?
It's like a smaller messenger bag. It's like a male sack. It's like a it's a man purse, basically.
Okay.
And they don't even put stuff in it. This guy went up to us, offered to buy his thing.
Are you serious?
He pulled out his wallet
out
of his pocket. I'm like, what are you carrying there? And he's just felt so dumb.
He's listening in case he buys something. You know, and then he has room to carry a bag.
They look a little flimsy.
Yeah, you
but
think?
It's interesting because a backpack, which would serve the same purpose, no problem with, right?
Right.
Right.
Very different.
How about a fanny pack? Sorry, Joe Rogan, if you're listening.
Ooh. Joe Rogan's trying to get the fanny pack started.
I know
more
he is.
More power to him, but
and
I don't think...
Joe can rock it. Yeah, he's the only one I know.
I mean, most guys can pull that off. You think barely?
Barely.
All right, let's go to Natalie. Find out about hairstyles. Natalie? Hello? Natalie?
Yes, Natalie. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Guys who have faux hawks is what she was going to say.
Yeah. Oh.
The faux hawk phenomenon has got to die.
That's passed.
Yeah.
All right. Here's two more from the email, guys. We need a ruling on flat-billed baseball caps.
Oh, stop
sure.
It. Flat
I'm
not a fan.
Of course.
Stop it and take the sticker off. Stop it.
No, no, you got to have the sticker.
Unless you're in a rap group, unless you're backing up, you know, Ludacris, stop it.
The rap guys love the sticker on it, and they love the price tag on it. They love both of those. All right, here's one, and I honestly have no idea what your ruling is going to be on this. My guess is, unless you're Weird Al, you can't pull off a Hawaiian shirt. What do you guys say?
Well, that just the is,
Hawaiian
that's a different
shirt
message.
Is not douche. It tends to be dorkier guy who's trying to... like have fun on the weekends with his barbecue and grill and invite people over to his backyard and
it's not
hang
the
out.
Same category
it's
as
douche,
trying too
dork.
Hard
it's
all right, very
poor
man
over 55
if you see Lisa if you see a guy at a barbecue or something like that wearing a Hawaiian shirt is it is that a strike against him is that like Kevin
well,
said a hurdle or
then
no?
I know he's old enough for me to date
yeah, because you like
I
him old.
I like him old
let's squeeze in John because John would like to defend himself apparently we have been describing John
John,
are you talking in a Bluetooth right now? Under an Ed Hardy cap?
No. Alex, I completely agree with everything you're saying about everything but the MMA stuff, okay? Alex, I am Affliction guy. I wear everything Affliction.
All right.
And
well,
I'm not.
Why? Let me ask
not,
you.
I'm not a fighter.
Okay, well,
fighter.
You lose.
Why, here's the thing, John. I'm sure you're a good person. Maybe you don't realize that you just radiate douchiness.
No. Okay, listen. I'm completely tatted up, okay?
Right.
Okay. I look the
then
part.
You don't need it.
I've trained a little bit, okay, but I'm not a fighter. It's just the whole, like, I don't want to look like everybody else walking around type deal, you know?
What?
Like,
I get that, but the problem is...
Wait a minute. That's...
No.
Most people walk around in Affliction. You wouldn't wear it if you didn't want to look like them.
No, because, I mean, everybody I know, I mean, probably couldn't afford Affliction stuff anyways. No, but...
Douchebag.
There you go, right there.
Douchebag. Douchebag.
Wow.
No, what a dumb douchebag.
What?
Kind of touched on it with the Angels jersey thing. I mean, it's like, okay, well, like Nike, Adidas, Reebok stuff. I mean, if I'm not athletic or anything like that, like, can I still wear that?
It's not the same thing at all. But, John, do you get laid?
Oh, yeah.
By
oh,
women?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I totally get laid.
But douchey
not,
women.
I mean, I don't wear the Affliction stuff. I mean, because, like, the Ed Hardy stuff with, like, the bedazzled and, like, studs everywhere. Yeah,
here's the thing, though, John.
I'm hearing Inland Empire in this guy's voice.
John,
he's a douche.
No, I'm listening, and I'm hearing Inland Empire. Inland
when you
Empire.
Said most people can't afford Affliction, are you wearing it to show people you have money and that's why you're trying to get
girls
laid?
Yes.
No, I just don't want to, like, be wearing, like, shirts like Psycho Mike wears, you know, like those.
Well, no one wants that, like, either.
Yeah, no one wants Mike.
Like, what does that mean, by the way? Like, what, you don't want to wear shirts?
Tees,
like,
you know, like the graphic tees that
what
you buy,
do you
like,
think Affliction shirts are? They're the epitome of bad graphic tees.
Hey, John, here's a thought.
Yes.
Walk outside.
Some Affliction shirts are bad. Some are
listen to me.
Terrible.
A-hole, what do you think the number one thing they sell is? Is it graphic tees? I don't understand where you're going.
I think
no,
John,
you know, like the tees with the cute little sayings on it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, hey,
and
let's go to the gun show.
Hey,
and,
look,
you know, like
douchey like extraordinaire, but don't try to defend your shirts that say pain will come to those who don't know how to withstand the will of man.
John, just go to a bar in jeans and like a black t-shirt with your tats and be yourself and don't try to hide behind some like affliction persona and see if you can get laid. I think you're hiding behind
that.
It.
I'm definitely not doing that. I mean, some of the shirts look pretty cool. And,
nope.
You know, like,
not on you.
Just trust us.
John, we have news for you. Now that we've talked to you, we know you're a douchebag.
You know
we're not guessing anymore.
Send us an email with a photo of you in your affliction shirt.
Okay. I will. And Alex will totally want to screw me if she sees a picture.
But here's the thing. I think she made up her mind on that topic when you said most people can't afford it. She went, I'm
Alex,
out.
Alex, I have a faux hawk, too.
Oh, good God.
Oh, he's the best. You're awesome, dude.
Do you
You're
drive
awesome.
A lifted truck?
No, I don't.
Do you wear your sunglasses indoors and at night?
No, I don't do any of
that. Oh, you do, too.
You
stop
are,
it.
Yeah, you're in denial. Seriously, you're DJ AM last Friday. All right, man, we got to go.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
What is wrong with you?
And you can still enjoy it even if you're not a pretentious douche.
Come on, Bean.
Wow,
that hurt.
He killed the room.
That Downer. Killed the room.
Yep.
A lot of hate for V-neck t-shirt douches, too, by the way, in the
sure.
email. I guess I hadn't thought about that before.
Oh, hold
All
on,
right.
hold on. What's wrong with the V-neck t-shirt?
Maybe it depends on the guy who's wearing it. Maybe it depends on whether the guy can pull it off or not.
It depends on how deep the V is, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what
By
you're
the
saying.
Way,
if you're wearing one of those Chase Crawfords down to your belly button, yep. and then you got
right,
some issues.
Right, exactly. I think that's what they're talking
all
about.
All of this clothing is made douchey by the guys that wear it.
Right,
I think.
Right.
I mean, I think it's all probably fine, but
could be
who...
a guy in a tuxedo could be a douche.
Right.
If he's the right guy.
It's the guy most of the time.
Yeah.
Or George Clooney could wear a ridiculous belt buckle and he would somehow make it work because he's still cool. Right, exactly. What's up, Ralph? You got to stick around because we're talking fantasy sports. We're talking fantasy sports in a few minutes with a guy who's selling insurance for your fantasy players. What's up with that? So that's on the way on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Now Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
There's a new MMA fighter in town.
Uh-oh.
His name is Jason David Frank. He's 35 years old. He's hoping to get inside the UFC octagon. He just signed with a new management team and is promoting himself. He's a sixth-degree black belt.
Wow.
But I would not want to get in the ring with him, besides the fact that he's a sixth-degree black belt.
How come?
The scariest part about him, he used to be a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Yeah!
He was the Green and White Ranger.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Not going to mess around with him, because he will call up the Dragon Zord, and that will be it.
I don't think he can do that in real life.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
How's he going to overcome that?
I don't know.
He's going to have to be a tough mofo to overcome being a Power Ranger.
Seems pretty tough.
Yeah.
6 degree black belt. Apparently he's the real deal, but on his resume, he was indeed one of the Power Rangers.
Might want to take that off.
Just saying.
Just
Once
saying.
A Power Ranger, always a Power Ranger.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like the Mafia. Can't just drop out, man. Come back and find your ass. Ah, this is exciting. This is truly exciting.
What?
Jerry Springer
is
going to be working full-time in Las Vegas.
As what?
As the host of America's Got Talent Live. They're going to do a live talent show in Las Vegas.
So they'll bring people in the crowd up?
No, apparently it's the best of the talent from the TV show. You know, the grand prize on that show is you get $1 million, and then you get a deal to work in one of the main casinos, one of the big rooms. Uh-huh. But I think second to that, the people who do well on the show will also be packaged into like an American Idol tour type vehicle
see.
Where they'll have the greatest hits of the show.
And that's what you do dancing? With your tap dancers and people like that that can't carry a whole show.
Exactly. They're going to put it on at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. And Jerry Springer, who was the host of the TV show, is coming back to host it in Vegas.
Interesting.
So they're trying to pull in the great unwashed RV masses into the America's Got Talent show, which will probably work.
I'm just wondering if that's an area that Las Vegas is going into more with the TV shows. Because isn't there a live Price is Right on stage somewhere? And there's a couple of other shows that it seems like they're having some success with.
They do some live game show stuff, yeah, as well.
I guess they have to do something for people who don't drink and or gamble.
Why are they in Vegas then?
I don't
Get
know.
Your ass out of my town if that's the case. I don't want you there.
Well, I mean, would you go to America's
no, but
Got
here's
Talent?
The thing. No. Kevin, you and I do Vegas differently.
How? Why?
Than
that's
the people who roll in from Wyoming in the RV and park at the Circus.
But they're also there to game. They just don't that's yeah, not all they do.
They're playing nickel slots, and they're playing $2 blackjack down at the Four Queens. And they're eating at the buffets, and they're getting the 99-cent Heineken hot dog deal.
And they have their seven kids.
And they got their seven kids.
Yeah, I guess.
And they want to, look, Marge, that's from the TV. I recognize that. America's Got Talent. And Jerry Springer. Get a sitter. We're going. Just saying, there's a great, the flyover states have a great appetite for all things homogenized.
I finally stopped making plans in Vegas. I just figured I never follow through. I never remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Just don't even make plans.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. But you're not speaking of the Kevin and Bean fine listeners, perhaps in our Wichita and Iowa City affiliates, though. Those
no.
people are cool, right?
Those sure. are the good ones.
Right. They're the good ones.
They're slick. They're happening. They're with it. They're now.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But their parents are a-holes.
They're the ones, right. All right.
Oh, I'm bad on so many levels. Halle Berry's pregnant again.
Yeah!
Oh, really?
If you believe the rumors, Life and Style Weekly magazine reports that she is having a second child with her boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, who is a younger model actor-type dude. Mm-hmm. She's already had the first kid.
Yeah.
And she is overjoyed and ecstatic, friends tell the magazine. I love the friends, by the way, in quotes.
Sure.
Who are telling secrets about their friends to Gossip Magazine.
Giant size cans.
Apparently she's overjoyed and ecstatic again to be pregnant. And she conceived this baby through artificial insemination, apparently.
Circus freak.
So at least she was overjoyed and ecstatic during one part of the process. I don't think she was necessarily with the turkey baster, but what are you going to know? What are you going to do? Halle Berry, by the way, Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
There are some people who just are the poster children for what's wrong with the Oscars. How the Oscar doesn't necessarily guarantee you a career of great work.
I heard
your Meryl Streeps.
I heard she knocked down the door for
whoever. She's a vessel. Yeah, we know. She
but
kicked
Ralph,
in the
didn't
door.
You think she deserved it that year with that performance in the Monsters Ball? She was magnificent.
That is a kind of role that gets Oscar attention.
Genius.
I think that role in the capable hands of almost any actress
right.
would have garnered that sort of attention.
Bitch.
Oh, come on.
I know what you're saying because...
But look at her work
I think the same thing about
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. She's had a lot of misses.
You know,
but
for every Monster's Ball, there's a Catwoman and a swordfish waiting in the wings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. And Nick Cage is another perfect example of a guy who... Most good actors in Leaving Las Vegas would have won an Oscar because the role was so great.
You're
and
playing
then he goes
a role
on to
the guy's
going to
drink himself to death. I mean, that's powerful stuff in the hands of almost any capable actor. It's like Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, that role of a wacky psychic who sees ghosts. Oh, wait a minute. No, that doesn't. There's no explanation for that.
Yeah.
That Oscar whatsoever.
That one doesn't make any sense
at
all.
I have no idea why she got that one. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Mark Harmon from NCIS, popular TV series, is 58 years old today. Mark was also a quarterback at UCLA, wasn't he?
I think he was.
He played ball at UCLA. I know his dad, Tom Harmon, was a big football hero there at UCLA.
I don't watch NCIS, but I really like him a lot. I think he's he was great on The West Wing. I've seen him in other stuff where he's been a real, real good actor.
St. Elsewhere. He was terrific in St. Elsewhere. That's
right.
Summer School.
Summer School.
Summer School. It's great in there. He's done some good work. Terry Bradshaw. Speaking of football, he, of course, one of the hosts of the Fox pregame and postgame shows on for the NFL. He's 61 years old today.
That's not funny.
Keanu Reeves.
Excellent.
45 years old today. And Salma Hayek.
Oh.
Is 30
giant size can.
Yes, indeed. Is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, I'm on the website of this fantasy sports insurance that we're getting ready to talk to you, fantasysportsinsurance.com. And listen to this, Kevin. This is going to cheer you up. This is going to make your day. You're going to be so happy when I tell you that there is a countdown on the website of the kickoff to the 2009 NFL season. 8 days, 10 hours, 44 minutes, 56 seconds from
right now. Wow, that is such good news.
Which essentially means football next week.
Yes.
And if you love football and you love it so much that you've gotten roped into fantasy football, then this is great news for you. This is something that we just found out about this week and sounds like a deal for somebody. Let's find out who. Anthony Giacchoni joins us on the telephone. He is the co-owner of Fantasy Sports Insurance. Hey, Anthony. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, guys.
So Fantasy Sports Insurance, is your outfit the first that has been offering this?
That is correct. Yep.
Tell us how it all came about.
Well, I have a partner in this, a guy by the name of Kevin Olszewski, works here. We're an insurance agency here in New York, and this is an insurance product. But Henry is a fantasy sports player, and last year at this time, he had drafted Brady as his top choice quarterback. And,
as did most of the country, I imagine.
Yeah, and he was one happy dude, I will tell you that. And then Monday came, after the weekend where Brady played and was injured in the first quarter of the first game, and Henry came in here moping and just, you know, really bummed out. And he comes into my office and says, "Hey, why can't we offer disability insurance for fantasy team players?" And I didn't have an answer for him at that time, but we decided to look into it, and we found that we could develop a product, and there was a lot of interest out there for this product. At the end of the day, fantasy sports owners like to act like regular NFL team owners, and NFL team owners always insure their top players.
Right, but they're not NFL team owners. That's the difference. They like to act like it.
Yeah, but we don't charge on like they charge NFL team owners either.
What would it
cost? This was fascinating. Before you move on from this was so fascinating to me because on your website you got a quote from a guy on CNBC who said that the loss you're describing, Tom Brady being out for the season, moved perhaps $150 million in winnings around the fantasy league. I mean, the kind of dollars that we're talking about that these fantasy sports are generating, most of it off the books, is unbelievable, isn't it?
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, there are 11 million fantasy football teams formed each
11
year.
11 million teams?
Teams, yeah.
Wow. Each year.
It is unbelievable. You're correct.
Wow. So how do you – what's the plan? How do you do it?
Well, basically what we offer are four different options to ensure either one player, two players to be out at an aggregate number of games, or three players to be out an aggregate number of games. And basically these are the top 50 ranked players, because if you have a guy that's not in the top 50, he's not a big point getter for you anyway.
Okay.
So
right.
So you know, the guys like Brady, and Brady is still insurable. I mean, even though his shoulder got crunched last weekend, a guy like Brady is still insurable.
So let's say I have Brady. How much does it cost me?
Well, it costs 10% of the insured value. Keep in mind, because this is insurance, what you have to do is insure your investment in your team. So, how much it costs you to join your league, your platform fees, magazines, website data sources, etc. So you aggregate all those numbers, total it up, and the average number is about $150 to field a team. You can insure the $150, and it costs you about $15 or $16.
Okay, so if I've got insurance on a player, say Tom Brady again, and I pay my $16, then what happens when he does turn up hurt?
Well, if he is out 8 out of the first 12 games, you get your $150 back. Now, the guys that had him last year...
What if he's out 7 of the games?
Well, if he's out 7, he doesn't qualify for a payout.
All right.
So we had to set a bar, and keep in mind that this is insurance, so it's designed to be not catastrophic of a nature.
Right, exactly. And this is what you guys do. I mean, I think most people would be shocked to find out how complicated it is to set rates and rules on insurance policies, because there's so many different factors involved, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, actuaries do this for a living, and we used an actuary to come up with something that was fair and reasonable but would be able to reimburse people if they had a catastrophic season-changing loss to a key player.
Now, what about a guy like Brett Favre, who, let's face it, is 71 years old as he prepares to debut for the Vikings in a couple of weeks here? I mean, is he a guy that would be pretty expensive to insure because he is, let's face it, likely to get hurt?
We had the underwriters cut off anyone that was collecting Social Security.
So too old for you to insure.
He is actually not in the top 50 ranking-wise. So,
what?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to the website, fantasysportsinsurance.com, you'll see the top 50 players right there.
That means you don't want to insure him.
We don't want to insure him.
Right, okay.
We have to find out what team he's playing for this week anyway. It's hard to track him down.
It could change. That's true, yeah. He has to have a private jet. Otherwise, there's no way he'd ever be able to make it from all these various camps he's going to.
You got it.
Who's the most expensive athlete right now?
Well, you know, the rate does not change athlete to athlete. The rate is 10% for all 50 players.
I see. Okay.
So, you know, from our perspective, we're a little crazed because, you know, Brady is still getting charged the same amount as Adrian Peterson is. So, you know, it's you know, anybody that has Brady on their team that doesn't insure him between you and I and the listeners is crazy.
Right, right, right. All right, I have one final question for you. And by the way, if you're just joining us, our guest is Anthony Giacchone. He is the co-founder of Fantasy Sports Insurance, and that's the website to Fantasy Sports Insurance. And it's kind of a miracle, as big as this has been for so long, that you're the first to offer this kind of insurance. I mean, good up. You know, that's a good idea. But I didn't know that you could take out an insurance policy on somebody that you don't know. Like, for instance, could I have taken out an insurance policy on Michael Jackson if I just had a suspicion that he was in poor health and was going to die one day? I mean, I thought you had to either be in the family or be related or something to insure another person.
Well, the key is that you have to have an insurable interest, and that's why we limit the amount of coverage that you can take to your investment in your team. That's your insurable interest. So if you had no interest in Michael Jackson, you can't take out a life policy or a disability policy.
I see. Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, and that's why you limit the amount that the payout is, because your actual damages are going to be much lower than somebody who actually works for the team, for instance.
Well, right. Your investment to field your team is on average $150, and that's the amount you can insure for. If somebody is a member of a league that costs them $500 to get into the league, then you can insure for the $500. And if it's less, if it's $100 to get in, you can insure for the $100.
All
but
right,
you got to insure for what your investment in fielding your team is.
FantasySportsInsurance.com. That is the website. Fascinating, great idea. I hope it works out for you, Anthony. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
One hundred 6.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it's 9:43.
I wish you could have heard that conversation.
And I wish it was already tomorrow for that reason.
The Kevin and Bean Show is strangely still on the air. Thank you for listening. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What you talking about, Argar?
Quick riddle before I get to the showbiz beat.
Okay.
What has three tires but can't drive?
Me.
Psycho Mike?
Psycho Mike's truck.
What happened to the fourth tire?
That is the flattest tire I've ever seen. Ever. It's not just flat. It's like underground somehow.
What happened?
I had a flat tire. I woke up this morning to drive to work. I had a flat tire, so I rolled it to the gas station, put air in it, and came to work because I had to be on time.
It is flat. That is a flat tire right there.
We should, between now and when he gets off the air, have some Dave or somebody go out and let the air out of the other three.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
need a match set.
I'm getting a tow truck, so it wouldn't really matter.
All right. Just thought that was
it won't
fun.
Matter.
Didn't know you knew. Sorry. It was very entertaining for me. It was one of those moments.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Eric Dane.
Eric.
And his wife, Rebecca Gayhart. A few weeks ago, you may have seen or heard, they were in a video with a former beauty queen who was being investigated for prostitution charges, by the way. Doing a bunch of drugs naked.
Yes.
Not having sex. But not having sex.
So yeah. Worst sex tape ever.
It was supposedly a sex tape, but then they weren't having sex. So that kind of made that not
so. So they said it was just friends having fun, and, you know, ordinarily they don't do things like that, and yada, 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 yada. Well, National Enquirer has announced that they have photos of Eric Dane and his wife, Rebecca Gayhart, doing blow at a party last year. The couple, who are longtime members of Alcoholics Anonymous...
What's the weak part of that?
Apparently we're
maybe
having
anonymous.
Quite a good time, and the National Enquirer says they even have a photo that they're going to publish of Rebecca Gayhart smoking a crack pipe naked.
So hot.
She likes to do everything naked.
Hot. Yeah.
Her drugs, I sort of have a boner. Sure.
It does kind of sound like Mad Libs.
It does.
Give me a name of a celebrity. Rebecca Gayhart. Give me a noun. Crack pipe. Give me an adjective. Naked.
That's the best. Everyone should do their drugs naked.
I'm with you.
Back to you.
Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Playboy apparently is doubling its offer if she will show her goodies in its magazine. Last year, they offered her about $450,000 for a spread.
Seems like a lot.
Well, it's more now. $900,000, according to the San Francisco Gate, to show her goodies.
I like boobs. Big boobs. Look, she's been showing them to us for some time now for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she takes a lot of photos where they're poking through.
And this is Playboy, too. We're not talking about, you know, some ham and egg outfit. This is the real deal. That make her look spectacular.
Right.
Couldn't hurt.
I don't see the downside. I'll tell you that.
Couldn't hurt is what I'm saying. Congratulations to me and, of course, Kevin.
Why?
What, are we getting married?
Yes. What? I don't know if you know or not.
I didn't know.
AMC has announced they have already renewed Mad Men for a fourth season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Show is good.
Kevin is probably the biggest Mad Men fan here on the show.
Yeah.
He is, at this point, well through the first episode of the first season.
Well, halfway through.
Well, halfway through.
When I need plot point care qualifications or a recap of what just happened or can't keep the character straight, Kevin's the guy I go to, and he sets it straight. He's like an encyclopedia of the world of Sterling Cooper.
Right. I don't know who any of those people are.
I was asking the other day, do you think Campbell really deserves to be, you know, co-president of accounts?
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin went, what?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it turns out 2.8 million viewers watched the season opener this year, and they estimate another 2 million either DVR'd it or watched it later in the week in the reruns on the cable channel. So it's almost 5 million viewers they got the first week.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Lots of people, Kevin.
I didn't say anything.
Kevin, they show it at 7, and then you know what they do at 8? Show it again.
It's so good, they got to air it twice.
That's right.
That's how that works.
Excellent.
And here's two words that do not belong together. Madonna. Movies.
Oh, no.
No.
She is working on another film.
No.
But this time, instead of not being able to act, she intends to prove that she cannot direct.
Oh,
she's going to direct a movie?
She is directing a musical based on the life of Wallace Simpson. Now, Kevin, I'll tell you who Wallace Simpson
Please.
Is.
Who?
She was the woman who fell in love with King Edward III of England, and Edward abdicated his throne in order to be with her.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
One of the great love stories of the 20th century.
What happened to Madonna's face?
And she will be directing the musical.
She's not going to demand to be in it.
I'm glad to know that she is taking on an easy project for her first film directing.
Yeah.
Sure. It's going to mount a full-blown musical.
How was she in Evita, which was the other historical epic that she insisted on casting herself in?
Not good.
Not good.
Okay. Not good. No. I mean, the singing part was sort of fine.
The singing was fine, yeah.
But the acting was less than great. So we'll see how she is as a director.
She had exactly one good movie, and it was Desperately Seeking Susan, where she was playing herself,
and she was,
essentially.
Yeah, and she wasn't even in it all that much.
Right.
Yeah. So my prediction?
Pain.
I'm sorry, that was Mr. T. That's what he predicted.
Rare Mr. T reference.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Terry Bradshaw. Say what you want about Terry Bradshaw, but I like him on that Fox NFL show.
I think he's great.
I think he's
great.
Very entertaining. That's a good lineup, all those guys. Howie Long and the whole crew there.
Sure.
They do a good job.
Very entertaining. And there may be a lot of young people today who don't even know what a stud he was back in the 70s when he won all those Super Bowls. I mean, he was the man.
Quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You don't often get a guy who's that much.
He won 4 Super Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did.
You don't often get a guy who's that much of a stud on the field. And then when he gets in the booth, he's just a goofball.
He's
just
a goofball.
He is a good old boy character. He sure is.
I mean, I don't think he should have ever opened his mouth. I think people probably would have remembered him better. Now they just think he's just this goofy guy.
Or would they have remembered him at all? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you met Fran Tarkenton today or, you know, Jim Kelly or Plunkett or any of those guys who were sort of the stud QBs of their era, yeah, they sort of fade with history. At least Terry's still got a profile.
Plus, he's got to make a living. A, he needs money coming in. And B, he's a good analyst. I mean, he knows football, and I love how opinionated he is.
Yeah. He's 61 years old today. Cannot wait for football season to start. Can you tell? I'm already chomping at the
mouth.
Can't
wait. 8 days, dude.
Chomping at the mouth.
8 days.
Chomping at the mouth, are you?
Frothing at the bit.
Foaming at the bit.
Mark Harmon from NCIS is 58 years old today. Keanu Reeves, one of our favorite actors around here, is 45.
Yes, it is. It's kind of, it's the, what is it? It's a kind of the, it,
it's a birthday.
It, yes.
It's a birthday. Yes, that's what it is. Salma Hayek is 43. And I neglected to mention this today, and I feel bad because it was brought to my attention, but I just slipped my mind. One of our favorite listeners, Mr. Anel Rivers, celebrates his 33rd birthday today. Anel is
black guy.
Anel is our one black listener.
And he's black.
We appreciate his constant support and his advice and opinions in all things African American. He's sort of our go-to guy.
He's one of our funniest listeners.
And we've sent him down on several occasions to cover different things for us, like the Michael Jackson Memorial and other Afrocentric events.
Black hole.
And he's always been very entertaining, and we appreciate his input.
We send Anel when there's a fear that Mike will get beat up if he goes into that neighborhood. That's when we send Anel.
When we feel Whitey isn't welcome, right. We send Anel into the fray, and he always comes back with good stuff.
By the way, Whitey
Anel
is
in the fray?
I'm a black African American.
That's ludicrous.
No, ludicrous is on tomorrow's show.
So Anel is 33 years old today, and Anel says he is now the same age as Jesus, but he doesn't go around bragging about how great his dad is.
Yeah!
Maybe his dad's not that great.
Which I'm just saying. Yeah. Jesus did do a lot of bragging.
Yeah.
Oh, my father this, my father that. Oh, he can get you into heaven. Oof, yeah. My dad can get me into Ladue. How about that? Which is a popular nightclub here in Los Angeles. I got to qualify everything these
What's
days.
What's your dad have to do with that?
Hey, why don't you back off, Lisa?
That's a good question.
Dad's got pull in this town. You don't know.
My dad has nothing.
My dad's Spielberg.
Your dad's Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, my dad's Steven Spielberg.
No,
wow.
We didn't know that.
I never brought it up before. Well, I don't want to lean on nepotism. I want to make my own way in the entertainment business.
At this point, you need to lean. So
I thought all his kids were black.
Yeah. Well, look
that
at me.
That would make me one of his kids.
That's true. Lisa would be.
Where am I?
I don't know.
Done, I think. Yeah, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new show. We've got Petros in the studio talking about college football, which is back. That is a lot of spitting going on. You broke your friend's stuff.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
No, that girl called in this morning.
I broke my girlfriend's stuff once.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Same thing, exactly. No.
Who broke up?
Ludacris on the program tomorrow, for real. Ludacris.
Luda.
He's in that new game, movie Gamer, which I can't wait for.
Yeah,
and the Flaming Rats tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean.
Oh, they're good. I saw them with the Troub. They did like a 2-hour set. It's awesome.
That's all tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. But you shouldn't go anywhere because I bet if you stick around, you'll hear some fireflies. That's just my guess. I don't know. I don't have anything to back that up, but I'd be willing to bet that you'll hear some fireflies at some point. I do know Cat Corbett's
it's
got the
top-notch gay.
We got the MGMT that you've been demanding, also some Pennywise, some AFI, Kings of Leon, yes, and the Killers, all straight ahead right after this on the world famous.